Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We join you live from the stage at the ballroom of the Hyatt Regency in La Jolla. This is where we are having our national conference entitled The Reunion of All Christians. We have two wonderful guests with us this hour after some real clunkers last hour. Didn't you think, Brumley and Rose? No, they were wonderful last hour. Steve Weidenkopf, lecturer in history at the graduate school at Christendom College. Where's that in Virginia?
So it's Alexandria, Virginia.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now, with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
Very well-intentioned people who quite rightly find that the Word of God is living and active in their lives, right? They do pick up the Bible. They do learn something true about the gospel. And then they look back at the last 500 years of the division of Christianity and the troubled heritage there, and they just soon have it all go away. So that to me seems to be what's driving it. I mean, we see really a tremendous change in American Protestantism right now, exactly what you're pointing to, where non-denominational churches are growing and mainline denominational churches are fading away. I think that's part of it.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
And now with tonight's pregame show, here's the voice of Dowling Catholic High School football, Dowling Catholic Hall of Famer, Mark Amadeo.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome to Hutchins Stadium here on Des Moines Southside. Mark Amadeo along with Dave Marcoulier and John Chido as we get set for week six of the high school football season here on Iowa Catholic Radio on a gorgeous night. Dave's a great night to be outside, just like last night, isn't it?
It's a beautiful night, Mark, but it's unusual sitting outside of the press box and thank the good Lord it is not raining or snowing tonight.
We don't have the overhead cover here, but we're sitting right outside the Hutchins Stadium press box getting ready for Dowling and Lincoln, which, by the way, will kick off right at 7 o'clock. And John Chud, you're going to be on the other side. Dowling fans coming in. Well, Lincoln has flipped the home side. The home side is now the press box side or the east side of Hutchins Stadium. And the west side is where the Dowling fans are at, and that's where you'll be patrolling tonight, Mr. Chido. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark and Dave. It's good to be back here on the south side and I would say a setting that's kind of like a backyard. It's such a great setting playing football over here. It's a really neat backdrop.
Well, it certainly is, and we hope for a pretty good game. Last year, these two teams put a lot of points on the board. I think Lincoln had like 28, 31 points against Dowling. Dave, you got the you always write that all down. And what was the final? 63-12. Really?
Yep.
That was it? Okay.
Wow.
Is that surprising? Dowling put up 63 points on Lincoln. Well, the rail splitters are coming off a tough loss to Ankeny Centennial the other day, and that's one that's got their attention. I just talked to Coach Summy here a little while ago, the head coach of Lincoln, in his, fourth year now. And, you know, Centennial woke up last Friday night, Dave, and handed Lincoln their first loss in district play and second loss of the season.
Yeah, Lincoln was playing very well up until then. I think that was a little shocker for them to get handled by Ankeny Centennial like they did, because Centennial has not been playing well. They have some injuries, but those kids are starting to come back, and we play them in a few weeks, and that could be a good football game. But you're right, Mark, it woke Lincoln up.
42-7, Centennial winning over Des Moines Lincoln last Friday night up at Ankeny. For Dowling, their district opener, John, winning at Valley Stadium over Sioux City West, 77-7. We're going to hear Coach Wilson here in a little bit, but he talked about got a lot of kids in. I mean, there's some of those kids played two and a half quarters who are not normally starters or maybe even the two deep, so he got an opportunity to really develop some talent and some kids for the future, and that was one of those games we're going to see this year.
Yeah, when anytime you can get kids in the game that early is a good thing because you're getting guys good reps, good snaps, and a lot of those twos and threes and played most of all of the second half and some of even the second quarter. So that's always good to have that.
Well, Dowling comes in averaging 50 points on offense. They give up 14 points on defense. Dave, this is a team that's well over 500 yards total offense for the season. This is before we started district play. That's just phenomenal numbers, and you don't see, and that's why the Maroons are ranked number one. They come in at 5-0 and 1-0 in district play. When you average 500 yards of total offense, that's almost like eight-player numbers.
Well, you know, and what you're talking about is with a lot of second and third stringers, too, as John just alluded to. That's why following this statistic gets very difficult because of the amount of time that the starters actually play vary by who you play. But you're right, Mark, and to think that Dowling did that with the entire team, all 53 players, is truly amazing.
It certainly is. Well, I don't know what you guys expect tonight, but this is the Lincoln team that's really needs to get back on the horse. It's kind of like Iowa State was last night, Dave. Iowa State losing at home to Texas in a Thursday night game. They have to get back on the horse, get back in the Big 12 race, where they have to go to Oklahoma next Saturday. Well, John, for Des Moines Lincoln, yeah, they're taking on a Dowling team after losing to Centennial. They're this close to going 0-2 in district play, and that is not where you want to be if you want to make the postseason.
No, it's not. And you have to beat, in my opinion, one of these two teams. Either Ankeny Centennial or Dowling is going to come down to making the playoffs. And I'm excited to see this quarterback for Lincoln, Will McElvain, throw the ball around. He's a pretty good player, along with number one, Vaughn Fleming, a good wide receiver. They were a good tandem last year. And plus, I know a lot of these kids that are my neighbors and watch them grow up and play youth ball. And knowing the Dowling kids is just a great matchup. I'm always excited for this.
Yeah, he's got a couple kids out. Caden Storm, number 22, and Jake Tofanale, number 34, are both out in this contest. Vaughn Fleming was questionable, but he is playing, and he will play, and he's out there warming up wearing number one. So injuries a bugaboo for Lincoln. But for Dowling, another kid not playing tonight, and Dave, we were really we've been real high on him. And it's nice to have our
one of our sponsors, yeah. Tamias. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd he do last night? Mario. Next question. Adam Topping is going to get the start tonight at right guard. Adam Kroll will play some, but another player out, Alex Curtin, out with the roll. He rolled his ankle, and, you know, he won't play next week, we don't think, Dave. So another one to add to the injured list, Alex Curtin, Zach Ross out for the year, Matt Moore out for the regular season, and Zach Waters questionable also on the offensive side. Defensive side for Dowling, Jack Keel will not play. He's nursing a hamstring injury, and Drew Peterson out with an ACL. So getting back to what I said, Adam Topping starting at right guard with Adam Kroll coming in with the injury to Curtin.
Yeah, Alex Curtin is the, for our listeners, a young man who came from Woodward Granger.
A junior.
Yes. He's 6 feet tall, 305 pounds. And
unbelievable.
He replaced Alex Ross at right guard when Alex went down with an injury. And here comes Alex Curtin at 305 pounds doing a great job learning the Dowling system. And I didn't know he got hurt this week, Mark. That's news to me.
Well, he got hurt in the Sioux City West game, John. Our sideline.
Oh,
you're
that's
not
right.
Listening
he
to our sideline guy.
He went out that night. That's right. That's right. And boy, that's too bad. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's take a look.
Next
at some other
man up.
That's right. Next man in. That seems to be the theme. Other games tonight around the district Class 4A in district football. Lewis Central Council Bluffs at Hoover. Indianola is at Marshalltown, Council Bluffs Jefferson at Ankeny, at the Ankeny Hawks. Des Moines East on the road at Sioux City North. Urbandale is at Des Moines North, Sioux City East at Waukee, Ottumwa at Cedar Rapids Prairie, Fort Dodge at Newton, and Waterloo East at Mason City. The big matchup is Southeast Polk at Valley. That's two ranked teams going at it, and they're going. That'll be at Valley Stadium. And Des Moines Roosevelt, again, losing last week to Waukee. They have to get on the road and go to Johnson High School. Another big matchup for the Riders to stay alive in their district. So that's some of the matchups. Here it's Dowling and Lincoln, Hutchins Stadium. The sun is going down, Dave, so we can put our take our sunglasses off here in a moment as
we'll
get set.
We'll be able to see. We aren't very high, though, are we, Mark?
No.
So this will be interesting call tonight.
That's why we have a sideline reporter. Mr. Chido, you got to fill in the gaps because we're a little too low for a football game. We're sitting a little too low.
Well, you can get up on the top of the press box. You have a great view.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just afraid Dave might push
afraid
me
of
over.
Heights.
Might push me right over. All right. Let's take a break here on the pregame show. Mark Amadale, John Chido, and Dave Marcouli all here at Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines South Side. Kickoff at 7 o'clock sharp. Coming up, head coach Tom Wilson will talk about tonight's matchup with Des Moines Lincoln and review last week's win over Sioux City West as our pregame show continues here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadale visiting with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's game. Dowling at Des Moines Lincoln. This is District 2 and Week 2 of district play. And Coach Wilson, thanks for joining us. Hey, congratulations last week. I know a big win in opening district play and tonight on the road at Lincoln.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Well, last week, Coach, very one-sided game, 77-7. But in a game that Dowling got a lot of players in, I know you're very happy with that, a lot of reps in. But kids went out, were businesslike, took care of things. There wasn't homecoming distractions or anything else. And you got to be happy with how your team performed. And this is a team that's averaging over 500 yards of total offense a week. And that's phenomenal based on some of your opponents that you played.
Well, it is. We're really pleased with that. And then getting kids in the game is always a goal of ours. And people sometimes think it's easier than what it is. But, for example, offensively, if we don't go in and do things very well on offense, the defense is on the field all the time, and it's tough to get those other offensive kids in. But it worked out for us last Friday. We were able to get a lot of kids in, and really we were pleased with how they came in and played when they got the opportunity.
Well, your team stepped up. I look at the third series, Jason Murray, 45-yard touchdown to give you a 21-0 lead. But folks don't remember, that was a 4th-and-2 play that you ran that on.
Yeah, and you know, we've Murray's done an awful lot of good things this year, but really executing on third and fourth down has been a point of emphasis for us, and it's always good for us to be successful in those situations, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come as we continue on in district play.
Well, one thing to start things off was the pick six by your linebacker, Mitch Riggs. He had a 25, 30-yard interception return for a touchdown, really set the table. And this is the defense that's played solid all year, but I also look back, and this is the defensive team that doesn't have a whole lot of injuries compared to on the offensive side. And this team and this defense has done well, and Coach Bossom and yourself done a great job with just putting kids in the right spots.
Well, it's a different defense than what it was a year ago. We were so strong on the defensive line a year ago, obviously had Willie O'Hara running around and Kerner in the secondary. And so this year it's different, and the scheme's the same, but, you know, Mitch Riggs steps up. Everybody's obviously heard of John Wagner, but we've got some new faces in there that has done a good job. And I've said many times, you know, Bertram's a real key to the cog defensively.
Well, as you mentioned, flying all over the place, and that sets a tone when you can put an offense in a three and out or force them to punt. It gives your offense a chance. And, you know, getting kids in, that's actually the second quarter late, and most of the second half you had a lot of kids that might have played Monday night in a JV game in, and they got a lot of reps. And you've talked about this as part of building a program, and certain games you can do that throughout the season.
Well, it is. It's critical. And you know, I would challenge people to go look other places to see how much they play other kids. I think we do a really good job and very conscientious of doing that. Are there some kids that would always like to play more? There's no question. But I feel really good about the effort that we put in to try to get those guys in the field. And you look at some of the kids that scored touchdowns last week, Quentin Wellmaker, Jackman scored. Matter of fact, Wellmaker scored twice, and then Tegan Johnson, the sophomore, got in the end zone there towards the end. So hopefully those are building blocks for our future.
Visit with head coach Tom Wilson as Dowling takes on Lincoln in week two of district play. Dowling comes in with the record of 5-0. And, Coach, I know the kids get, you know, look down the schedule, and you don't want to look playoffs, but it's hard to believe we're in week six of the high school football season with just three regular season games remaining. And, you know, a lot of teams are starting to turn that page. Okay, how are we going to match up? And Dowling's probably no different there.
Well, I'm sure. You know, like I've said in the past, I'll let my assistants, you know, take a look at that kind of stuff. And you know, the state dictates it so much anymore. And we'll worry about our team, and then hopefully we continue to make strides and get better. And we've always felt that if we do that, then the chips will fall where they may, and we'll take it one step at a time.
And finally, Coach, in this segment, developing depth, and we've seen this happen last week, another injury on the offensive line, Alex Curtin, your right guard, injured, but Adam Topping stepped up, played very admirably. He may start tonight, and, you know, Adam Kroll and a bunch of others, the next man in, but yet your team seems to be tested with its depth at each and every week.
Well, it's good to develop that depth. Obviously, we don't want to do that with injuries. You know, on the defensive side, Malik McGregor played really well last week in place of Jack Keough. So as you go through, you know, our schedule, every team goes through bumps, bruises. You know, some of ours have been season-ending, but, you know, you're going to have to count on people that maybe you never thought you would have to in a big-time situation. But hopefully those kids get enough reps in practice, get a little game-time situation, and they start fulfilling their potential.
This is with head coach Tom Wilson before tonight's game, Dowling and Lincoln here at Hutchins Stadium. This is Mark Hamadale. I'll return with Coach Wilson to talk about tonight's opponent, the Lincoln Rail Splitters, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
By a friend of his, William Farrell, a fellow Protestant friend. And so they come to Geneva, and Geneva was a town that was politically interesting. They had just recently, before Calvin got there, received their independence. They became an independent city. And so they weren't attached to any other secular lord. They weren't part of any kind of
guys, this should be a commercial.
You know, major dukedom.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent more than his 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James and Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadeo continuing my conversation with head coach Tom Wilson. Dowling and Lincoln tonight. It's week six of the high school football season, but week two of district play. And Coach Lincoln coming off of a 42-7 loss to Ankeny Centennial, a team you'll see here in a few weeks. You know, the Rails are 3-2 overall, but this is kind of a must-win for them if they want to stay in the hunt for the playoffs. And I know they had some playmakers, and we talked about their quarterback last year, Will McElvain, outstanding young throwers going to Iowa State next year. But the team around him, they're coming off a very devastating loss to Centennial, I think one that surprised a lot of people. And your thoughts on the Rails as you prepare for them tonight?
Really, it starts with Will McElvain. As you mentioned, he's a really good quarterback. Has had a nice career for them. I think he battled, you know, an injury early in his career. I think that was probably his sophomore year, and really has done a really nice job for their program. I think Vaughn Fleming, number one, is a really good player, and you'll see him on both sides. He'll be a safety. He'll be a wide receiver. Fast, not the biggest of kids, but he's certainly a quick kid that has our attention. And, you know, one of the things where they look better is at the offensive line and defensive lines, and they look like they've improved that part of the game. Really, McElvain, you can get pressure on him at times, but he wiggles out of it. And that's probably the biggest concern, is having McElvain run around and us having to stay in coverage.
For the Dowling offense tonight, a Lincoln defense that kind of gives you everything. They don't know, you know, really what they're going to throw at you, but they like blitzing every down. And I know you've got a lot of film on them, but your thoughts on the Dowling offense and attacking this Lincoln defense that likes to just play all over the place?
Well, they do. And you know, you might see an even man front. You might see an odd man front. You're going to see blitzing coming from a lot of different places. And, you know, it's obviously something that we work from day one, but we're going to have to execute it. And, you know, there might be some plays that look ugly, and then there's some plays that could go the distance. So hopefully we can, you know, maximize our opportunities that way. And we got to do a good job at the line of scrimmage and then let, you know, Murray and then Clark find his weapons on the outside and make him cover us a little bit. So it's going to be a good challenge for us to be able to pick up those blitzes and the communication that goes on. So hopefully we can handle that and be able to run the football and mix in the pass.
Coach, kind of a unique thing here is when you come over to Hutchinson Stadium, one of the few places that still has a grass field. And, you know, I know you practice on your turf here at Dowling, but sometimes that, you know, when you play a team on grass, I don't know what Council Bluffs Lincoln has next week, but that presents a unique thing. This goes back to maybe the kids playing Catholic Football League in those days. But is there anything to switching from turf to grass with nowadays?
Absolutely there is. And we were trying to think back. I think this is the first game with grass since 2014. And it seems crazy, you know, all of us that didn't even know what turf was at way back in the day. But that's the nature of the game nowadays. And we practice on grass on the west side of our campus at times. And most of the time it's out of need. But this week we spent a little bit more time out there just because we knew we were going to play on grass. And after we got the rain the other day, you know, it was different for our kids. And so I would expect some slipping and sliding and things like that as we get our feet underneath us, but hopefully we can adjust.
Hey, Coach, finally, kind of back to last segment, something that you found in film from last week's win over Sioux City West. I know there's a lot of kids that don't get recognition either through us on the radio or maybe the coaching staff, but something that maybe stood out, someone who maybe stood out on you on film.
Yeah, I mentioned Malik McGregor earlier. I thought he came in and filled in very well for Keo, and you'd mentioned Topping, and we're going to see Adam Kroll a little bit more. And Keo Connor Jackman rushed for over 100 yards last week and had a long touchdown run. And so, you know, things like that that I think are very positive. You get kids like Nate Collins, you know, getting experience and becoming better. And, you know, one of the kids that's really, really started to come on is Jack Scholes. He's kind of an undersized defensive lineman, but plays with an awful lot of effort. And we've seen him really in recent weeks certainly starting to establish himself. So that's certainly good to see, and hopefully it's a good thing for us as we keep going. And, you know, one other kid that was our extra captain last week was Zach Roaring. And, you know, Zach is one of those kids that, you know, he plays some, not a ton. He got a catch last week. Plus, you know, he's a kid that anytime we need anybody anywhere, seems like Roaring is running out there, and he's got his head in the game and he's got his head in practice. And that certainly helps us as a football team.
Coach Wilson, best of luck tonight against the Lincoln Rail Splitters. We look forward to talking to you at halftime and the postgame show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
And Coach Tom Wilson has been my guest here on the pregame show from Hutchins Stadium. This is Mark Amadale. Welcome back. Dave Marcoulet, John Chida will join me for more pregame here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling and Lincoln from Hutchins Stadium here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines Southside. Dowling and Lincoln, District 2 football. This is the second week of district play. Dowling 1-0 in district play, and Des Moines Lincoln 0-1. Maroons are 5-0 overall, ranked number one in the state. And Dave Marcoulet, Dowling bringing a 15-game winning streak into the contest against Des Moines Lincoln. And we're about set for football on a beautiful Friday night. Dave, I can tell you right now, it is about 25 degrees plus cooler than it was last Friday. So I hope, does that make you feel better?
Yeah. Cooler.
Yeah.
it's going to be a little chilly by the time this game's over with. But as you said, it's a beautiful night to play. And, you know, this field, I was listening to the pregame show, playing on grass, is going to be, and watching Dowling kids warm up is going to be interesting, because there's a lot of slipping and sliding. And as the dew sets in, Mark, it's going to get a little wet.
Yes, it will.
And we'll have to see how that whole field holds up.
We'll find out. We're going to go down to the sideline right now before we go to the as Lincoln is not taking the field. Dowling is on the field. They're in their visiting white uniforms with maroon pants and white helmets. And John Chido is our sideline reporter over on the Dowling sideline, which is the west bleachers tonight. John, take it away.
Mark, it is kind of lossy there, so I didn't hear your question, but I'm down on the field. And I know you and Dave talked about this. The field conditions are the temperature is beautiful night for football. I mean, you can't ask for better conditions than you have tonight. There's no heat. There's a little breeze. I mean, it's great. And you guys are outdoors, so you're feeling it too.
Yeah, we're going to do that tonight to be out here in the elements. But, hey, it's Friday night. It's football, and we're more than halfway through the season. We're going to take a break.
And we come back, we'll have the kickoff as both teams will be taking the field for the coin toss. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School. Our pregame prayer from Father Zach Koski. And we'll be back with the kickoff. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet, and John Chido from Hutchins Stadium in Des Moines. It's Dowling and Lincoln here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School. Welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School football. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting football, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
The following is a sports presentation of Iowa Catholic Radio. All of the exciting action of Dowling Catholic High School football is brought to you by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtig Family Dentistry,
Bose and the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on your smartphone with the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Now, here they are, bringing you every play of every game, every Friday night. Dave Marcoulier, John Chido, and the voice of Dowling Catholic football, Mark Amadeo.
And a very pleasant good evening and welcome back to Hutchins Stadium in Des Moines, Iowa. As we're on Des Moines South Side in the hovering the airport. Today we might see a plane go over on a beautiful night for high school football as Lincoln will receive. They won the coin toss. They will receive. They'll defend the south end zone. They'll be going left to right in front of us. And, of course, Dowling will be kicking off and defending the north end zone. But beautiful night, high school football. Dave, you can't get any better than this, especially when we're outdoors.
Absolutely, and we're ready for the kickoff, Mark, and it should be an exciting game tonight.
Yeah. Now, I know you were out late last night, and that's not like you to be back-to-back nights out late, so I hope that doesn't catch up with you in the second half, sir.
Yeah. Mark and I were up at the Iowa State game last night.
Beautiful night.
Interesting game.
Yes, it was. 73 degrees of kickoff. We're underway. Riley Smith boots it, and it bounces at the three-yard line. Nobody's touching for Lincoln, and
now they get
hit, and they're dropped in the one-yard line as Lincoln just let the ball roll, and that was number 21, Trey Steffens, who finally fell on it.
Well, the kickoff just died on the one-yard line, the one-foot line, and no one picked it up. And then finally a Lincoln young man picked the ball up, and Dowling fell on it. So Lincoln's going to have the ball on the one-foot line, Mark. It may be even less than that.
Yeah, the referee is, you can watch the sideline, line judges, he is inside the one, so first down officially for Lincoln at the one.
How would you like to line up against this Dowling defense and run your first play from the one-foot line?
Well, you got to be careful. You may have a safety.
I watch Mr. Wagner, who's playing inside at a tackle on this particular play.
I was told Mr. Coach Boston, the defensive coordinator for Dowling, will move Mr. Wagner around as he has. All right, Will McElvain is a Lincoln quarterback, and he moves Vaughn Fleming, receiver left, back to throw out of the shotgun, fires left side, caught by Fleming for a short gain up to the three-yard line, so a gain of two just to get him a little bit out of their own end zone, Dave.
Yeah, and good coverage on that play. I'm trying to see the young man, Drake Ruprecht, nice coverage, came up hard, held him to maybe a yard, Mark.
Going to mark it at the three, so we'll call it second and eight, gain of two. Just underway, Dowling and Lincoln, the rail splitters in their all-maroon uniforms with gold numbers and gold helmets. The quarterback is Will McElvain, a senior, preferred walk-on to Iowa State University next year. Here's a short pass over the middle. It's caught near first down at the 10-yard line is the receiver with the ball, and that is Trent Kimmel, the junior wide receiver who came from the left side of the formation.
And this Lincoln quarterback can throw the ball, and Lincoln, I am sure we're seeing their game plan right here. they're going to get the snap and they're going to throw it as quickly as they can and not allow this defensive front for Dowling to get in the backfield.
8-yard gain, first down rails at their own 11-yard line. McElvain this time will go to the ground. He hands it off to Trey Steffens, number 21, and he gets up to about the 14-yard line on a short gain. As the rail splitters out without their leading ball carrier, Caden Storm, the sophomore, out, and so is Jake Tofanelli, another running back and defensive back out. So they're going with their third running back, and Steffens in a short gain there.
Yeah, their leading rusher actually is their quarterback. He's the leading rusher on the team, Mark, and thrown for over 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah, Will McElvain, some pretty good numbers, 1,206 yards and 14 touchdowns in the season with just two interceptions. Back to throws, McElvain fires over the middle, and he overthrew his intended receiver from the right side, incomplete, and that was Vaughn Fleming, who is battling and nursing an injury. He was shaken up in the Centennial game, but he's going tonight.
Yeah, and they have some speed at this receiver position. And Dowling was in a two-deep coverage that time. And you can tell these safeties are deep conscious where they do not want anyone to get behind them.
Well, three passes and one run out of the Lincoln playbook, and they're deep in their own territory. It's third and seven rails from their own 14. They go left to right from the south end zone to the north end zone as the wind tonight is coming out of the south. And now McElvain with three receivers right and two to the left, empty backfield. Here's the snap. McElvain out of the shotgun, lobs it up in the air, and the pass is caught. Caught over there by Kimmel down the far sideline, inside the 50 of Dowling, and finally run out of bounds inside the 40 of the Maroons. And I'll tell you what, Kimmel leaped up, and yeah, he may have had some assistance there, but he went up the ladder, Dave, and grabbed that ball and then got yards after the catch.
The quarterback just absolutely threw the ball up. He just threw it and let the receiver go get it. And the receiver did do a nice job playing the ball, and Rubric missed the tackle, and he ran for quite a few yards after that.
Mark. Out of bounds at the Dowling 30 is where they'll mark it. So a 56-yard reception that time by Trent Kimmel for Lincoln, and it's a first down Lincoln at the Dowling 30. McElvain with three receivers right, two to the left, empty backfield. His center is Alex Song. Here's a snap by Song. Now McElvain wants to run, dodges a couple receivers, fires the ball out, caught by Kimmel again. Near a first down, he's going to be running out of bounds around the 20-yard line or so. They may spot him out to the 23, but he'll be shy of the first down, it looks like, Dave.
Yeah, McElvain, the quarterback for Lincoln, is a very good scrambler, and Dowling was coming with the linebackers and a cornerback stunt that time, bringing a lot of kids, and he was able to avoid that rush, Mark, and complete a pass for about 8 yards. He's a good-looking quarterback.
Yep, second down and two for Lincoln. Ball's on the Dowling 22. Referee tonight holds up play momentarily. That's Brad Bunting out of Indianola and his crew.
And, Mark, this is a much better football team than we saw last week. So,
oh, no question.
This is going to, without question.
Looks like we may have a penalty coming as, I don't know if the referee has a field mic or not, but they're, I think they're talking about the substitutions. Well, Johnny Chido is on the Dowling sideline. Johnny, what's this all about?
I think it's something to do with John Wagner and maybe has blood that he has to expose, that he has to get taped up before he can come back and play.
Yeah, that'll sit you out of play. All right, now we're back to action. Second and two, just underway, 9:49 remaining first quarter. Lincoln with the football at the Dowling 22. They have a second down and two play. And McElvain, lateral pass right side. It's caught by Vaughn Fleming. Makes a move, and he's inside the 20. And he's got the first down at the 19, maybe the 18 of Dowling. Boy, you could tell Fleming is just so fast. And the young man for Dowling up on defense, Dave, actually got juked out of his tackle. And
yeah.
Fleming made him pay for it at the 18-yard line, gain of four.
Well, we don't have the height and weight of these Lincoln players, but this young man can't be much more than 5'6". I'm going to say 150 pounds, Mark.
If that. It's first and 10, Lincoln at the Dowling 18. And I'll play action. McElvain rolls to his right, has some room down the near sideline, and he's finally run out of bounds after a short game. May have gotten down to the 15. If so, that's about a 3-yard gain.
He rolled his fullback into the middle of the line, and it kind of fooled the Dowling defense. They went after the fullback, which allowed McElvain, the quarterback, to be free outside and pick up some nice yardage.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ashworth Vision Clinic, along with Construction Professionals and Dental Associates. We want to appreciate them for supporting our high school coverage of Dowling Catholic football here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Second down, five, Lincoln. The ball in the Dowling 14. The Rail started this drive back at their own one-yard line. This is the ninth play of the drive. Back to throw is McElveen. Out of the shotgun, rolls to his right, fires in the end zone. He overthrew his intended receiver. Incomplete. Marcus Miller fell down, and Kimmel had the ball overthrown. He tried to tip it to himself, but he tipped it out of bounds, and the Maroons caught a break there.
Well, you called it, Mark. Miller fell down, and that Lincoln receiver was absolutely wide open in the end zone, and McElveen was unable to put the ball where it needed to be.
10th play of the Lincoln drive. The Rails have only run the ball, rushed the ball once, and that was the third play. And their young tailback, Trey Steffens, with a 3-yard gain. Everything else has been through the air. So it's 3rd and 5, Lincoln, from the Dowling 14. Three receivers left, two to the right. Empty backfield for quarterback Will McElveen, who's waiting the snap from his center, Alex Song. He throws it right side. The pass is caught by Kimmel. And he's got the first down. He's inside the 10, down to the Dowling 8-yard line, a pickup of 6. And the Rails are now goal to goal, but Kimmel comes up limping off the field after the play.
Boy, this is a real nice drive that Lincoln's putting together. It's first and goal, Mark. They've gone all the way from the 1-foot line all the way down the field, and they are now inside the 10. The ball is on the 7-yard line. Very nice drive by the Lincoln Rail Splitters.
Kimmel picks up 7 yards, but he goes out with an injury, so McElveen has three receivers split wide left. Here's the snap, and the give is to the tailback, and that's Trey Steffens, and he's stacked up near the 5-yard line for a short gain, maybe a gain of one, maybe two.
John Schmidt doing a great job coming in from the outside on a stunt to make the tackle, actually backside, Mark.
So bring up 2nd and goal. They'll call it the 6. Steffens a gain of 1. This is the 12th play of the drive. The Rails have Jackson Harrison split out wide left. He's number 17. Also over there is Javon Burnside, number 14. In motion is Vaughn Fleming, left to right. They balance the field. Here's McElveen on the option. Now avoids a tackle, fires the ball near side. It's caught by Vaughn Fleming, and he's in for the score. He caught it right inside the pylon. Closest Dowling defender there was Jack Bertram, and he just kind of fell in the out of bounds, but he caught it in front of the pylon. Touchdown Lincoln from 6 yards out. So the Rails go 12 plays, 99 and a half yards, and lead number one Dowling 6-0.
Boy, McElveen put a move on the outside Dowling defensive end and left him standing there. Was able to get outside and had a plain view of his receivers and put the ball on the numbers. And wow, what a drive by Lincoln.
All right, Jackson Harrison will hold, and the extra point is up, and it is good by Josh Rocha Mendias. So Lincoln leads Dowling 7-0 with 8:12 remaining here in the first quarter from Hutchins Stadium. We'll take a timeout and be back. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock. Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium. Lincoln leading 7-0. They take the opening kickoff and go 99.5 yards in 12 plays, capped off by Vaughn Fleming's 6-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Will McElveen. Lincoln leads it by the score of 7-0. Dowling on its first play after the kickoff, and here is a jet squeak, handoff to Marcus Miller, and he's in the secondary, finally tackled inside the rail splitter 50 and brought down by number 53, Ethan Toomey, at the rail's 46-yard line. So a nice opening handoff there by Dowling Catholic, Dave.
Mark, let's hope the Dowling offense is a little more fired up than the Dowling defense was, because, wow.
All right, first down, Maroons at the Lincoln 46, and now the give
nice.
Is to Jason Murray, and he's in the secondary, and he might go. Fleming's the only guy that can catch him, and he won't. Touchdown, Jason Murray over the right side from 46 yards out on Dowling's second play. So the Maroons go two plays and 75 yards, capped off by Jason Murray's 46-yard run. And, Dave, the shootout has begun here on the south side.
It has. Jason did exactly what we talk about week after week. He cuts the ball up, Mark. He has great vision inside. Most backs would have tried to go outside and outrun everyone, and that's what Lincoln defense expects. Jason will cut it up sharp on a 90-degree cut. And every time, finds that hole, and he goes from there.
And Riley Schmidt for Dowling comes in and packs on the extra point, and we're tied at 7, Dowling and Lincoln from Hutchins Stadium. With 7:39 remaining first quarter, a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on the Dowling kickoff. Riley Schmidt boots it towards the end zone, picked up by Vaughn Fleming of Lincoln, and he returns it across the 10 up to the 15, we'll call it the 16-yard line, with the Lincoln offense to take over, Dave, first and 10 from their own 16. We're tied at 7 each as Dowling goes two plays and on their drive, 2 plays and 72 yards, capped off by Jason Murray's 46-yard run for a touchdown.
The Lincoln return man bobbled it a little bit there, but Malik McGregor on the tackle that time, Mark, for Dowling.
So first down, Lincoln. Will McElvain's the quarterback. Lincoln going left to right, and now being pressured in the backfield. Still being chased, now avoids pressure. Sidearms the ball, caught by Fleming. Boy, he's a magician back there, and Fleming now has finally got the first down across the 30 up to the 33-yard line. I'll tell you what, he made something out of nothing, did Will McElvain. Kept the play alive. We've got an injured Dowling player, but that gives us an opportunity to get down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at. John?
Yeah, Mark, I'm trying to see who the injured player is on that, and I can't quite get a number from here. But how about those two drives? I'm a 99-yard drive by Lincoln, and Will McElvain put on a clinic there with Kimmel. And then Dowling comes back, two plays, 70 yards. Marcus Miller on the jet sweep, and then Jason Murray over right side on a power play. And that big offensive line behind Jesse Alger, Mitch Goff, can't think right now of the other guys. I'm sorry about that.
Well, Adam Topping, Jesse Alger on the right side. Yep. Adam Kroll will be in there. Greg Hagan.
And Greg Hagan. Wow, I cannot forget it. Greg
Hagan. You coached with his dad.
Yeah, I cannot.
Goff and Nank on the left side.
Yeah, that's right.
And Marcus Miller is the injured Dowling player being helped off the field. And, of course, Marcus is a two-way player, Dave Marcoulier. And we want to thank John Chido for that sideline report. But you don't like seeing Marcus shaken up. He's one of those explosive kids that can do a lot. He, along with Jack Keel, and Jack's already on the injured list tonight with that nursed hamstring. It looks like he may have a shoulder injury.
Yeah, it looks like his left shoulder, and then those things aren't good. So we'll have to get a update on him when John can get that for us. But
17-yard reception to Lincoln's Vaughn Fleming gives the Rails a first down at their own 33-yard line. We're tied at 7, Dowling and Lincoln, 7:15 remaining first quarter. And now here's a little jet sweep, and Fleming trying to turn the corner as he goes left to right, and he's going to be hitting the backfield and drop back to the 27-yard line. Dave, he'll lose 5, and will bring up 2nd and 15 for the Rails.
John Schmidt on the tackle there. The running back for Lincoln wanted to throw that ball, Mark, but he stood no chance of that. He does not scramble with the ball as well as the quarterback McElvain does. He is a scrambler. Reminds me of back in the day of Fran Tarkington. No one could catch that guy, and that's what this McElvain is. You just can't catch him.
There's been a few quarterbacks that have done that around here. One of them was Bubba Lichtenberg, who played for Cedar Falls. His dad was the offensive coordinator. And now there's a ball slapped down incomplete. Dowling got pressure back there, and knocking the ball to the ground was the Maroons, and good pressure that time by, is that Max Bay?
That's who I had on that.
Max Bay
Jr., 6'2", 200-pound lineman. I don't think we've called his name this year, so nice job by Max.
You know, every week when I do the coach's show with Coach Wilson at Dowling, I always ask him, okay, who's a kid that on film, he's not getting the stats, you're missing his name, I'm missing his name. Well, Max Bay might be one of those guys. He's brought him up early in the season. Well, now we brought his name up.
And he's in there again at defensive end doing a nice job.
So Bay with the deflection there. It's 3rd and 16 for Lincoln. Here's McElvain out of the shotgun. Fires the ball downfield and overthrew everybody. Incomplete. Trent Kimmel was the intended receiver, and he was well covered in the secondary by two Dowling defenders, number 21, Brandon Wechter, and number 38, Drake Ruprecht, on coverage for the Maroons. That stops the clock with 6.5 minutes remaining first quarter. We're tied at 7, Dowling and Lincoln. And Dave, it brings up 4th and 16 for the Rails.
Yeah, McElvain sat in the pocket that time and threw the ball, and he overthrew his receivers. And my impression of him so far is he's not a pocket passer, and I notice he's back to punt the ball, Mark.
Yeah, he's also the punter, and he does a pretty good job. He averages about 40 yards a punt does McElvain.
Over his head.
The ball snapped over his head, and he'll pick it up. He'll run it out of the end zone, and he'll throw the incomplete pass up to the 10-yard line. And that's where they'll have the ball. Dowling will have it at the 10-yard line.
They're saying a receiver was
right there.
Yep. There was a receiver right there.
Yeah, an ineligible receiver. So Dowling will take over on the incomplete pass from the rail splitter 28. And John Chido, how about that for the Dowling defense? After allowing Lincoln to go 99 yards on 12 plays, the Maroon defense stiffens.
Yeah, they sure did, Mark. They're putting a lot of pressure on McElvain. And like Coach said, Vaughn Fleming tried to throw that on a halfback pass. He just didn't have time. And they were able to force Lincoln to go 3 and out.
All right, first down, Dowling. They're on the Lincoln 28-yard line. I know John will be efforting a report on Marcus Miller with his injury, as the quarterback for Dowling is Blake Clark. And a little shuffle pass, penalty flag down, and touchdown Maroons. This may be coming back, as that's Dowling going in for the score.
Yeah, it's coming back.
That's Schmidt.
Boy, it was a little shuffle pass. Nicely executed play by the Dowling offense and Blake Clark.
Well, that'll wipe off John Schmidt's 28-yard reception.
Nope, they're calling that on Lincoln.
They did. Touchdown Dowling. How about that? Inside the red zone. The Bulls in the Flores red zone. Touchdown Maroons.
He never said what it was. He just said touchdown.
So from 28 yards out, John Schmidt with the touchdown.
He never said a word, Mark. They just picked up the flag like nothing happened.
Then there wasn't a flag. The flag didn't exist, Dave.
Well, tell the Lincoln coaches that.
Extra point by Riley Schmidt is good, and Dowling now has taken its first lead of the night. 14-7 over Lincoln, 6:12 remaining first quarter, along with Dave Marcouli and John Chido, Mark Amadale. Dowling 14, Lincoln 7, back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, where clear and frequent communication allows him to offer sound advice and appropriate investments to help you attain your financial goals. Steve DeVinny has been serving your community for 23 years. 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium. Here is the kickoff fielded by Lincoln, and that's Jackson Harrison from his own 15-yard line on the return. Breaks the tackle up to the 20 and to the 25-yard line. Nice return that time by Jackson Harrison of about 10 yards. It'll be rail splitter football. First down, Lincoln, from their own 25-yard line. Dowling leads it by the score of 14-7, 6:04 remaining. First quarter, let's go down to the Dowling sideline. And John Chido. John, they picked up the flag. John Schmitz with the 28-yard touchdown pass on the shuffle pass from quarterback Blake Clark.
Yeah, Mark, down here it looked like it was kind of a broken play for a second there, and then all of a sudden it was set up for a shuffle pass, and he went over the left side of the line and was able to get in the end zone. Nice run, nice play call.
So Schmidt with a 28-yard run gets on the scoreboard, gives Dowling a lead. McElvain out of the shotgun on play action, pulls the ball out of his tailback's belly. Now running for his life. He's going to be hit, and he's sacked. Back inside the 15-yard line, they got him, Dave. A lot of white shirts around him. I'm sorry.
That was John Schmidt. I tell you what. John dropped back in coverage. He was not on a stunt, but he saw McElvain scrambling around, and it's like he was shot out of a cannon. Mark, we have a timeout by Lincoln after that play.
Well, we'll keep it here as the ball will be spotted, actually, forward progress to the 17. So a loss of 8 by McElvain, one of the few losses that he's had tonight for after a run or catch. We want to thank Two Rivers Glass and Door for their support of Dowling Catholic Sports, along with Dental Associates with over 40 years of dental experience, along with R&R Realty and Catholic Tuition Organization. Our thanks to them for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football. Dowling leading 14-7. Out of a timeout, let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's where John Chido is at tonight, across the field on the West bleachers. John?
Well, I kind of checked on Marcus Miller. He still has his pads on, so that's a good sign, Mark, that they haven't quite ruled him out yet. Still not sure what quite the injury is, but I'm going to keep an eye on that. And the one thing I want to keep a lookout for is there's a lot of two-way players for Lincoln, and the way the pace of this game is going, that can't be good for them.
That's true. You know, anytime, Dave, especially in this game where you see a lot of teams, whether it's smaller schools, whether everybody's on the field, even through special teams, you lose a player and you might lose about four positions that he plays.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, McElvain with a 2nd and 18 from his own 17. A little swing pass left side, and the pass is incomplete as he tried to hit Trey Steffens, his running back, out of the backfield to the left of formation, and Steffens couldn't handle the pass. It's incomplete. Dowling again with pressure.
And I think Lincoln's going to find out a play like that where it's a little floater out to the side is not going to work against a Dowling defense because Dowling has so much speed. They're just going to suck that one up and not stand any chance. Lincoln had success with the slants and the posts, and
right.
that's probably what they should be doing.
All right, the Rails break their huddle. It's 3rd and 18, Lincoln, from their own 17. They go left to right, a slight wind to back, three receivers to the right. Back to throw, McElvain rolls to his right, fires the ball near his side. That's Carter Storm. He's got the catch at the 30-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down to bring up fourth down as Storm is brought to, is tackled right there. His brother, Caden Storm, is out with an injury, and he was the starting running back, and now Carter is brought down, and will bring up fourth down for Lincoln at their own 21-yard line, a gain of four.
He ran about a 5-6-yard out pattern on that, Mark, and Dowling defense, he was wide open on that, but Dowling defense was in a prevent where they did not want anything to get deep because that brings up 4th and 14 here, and Lincoln is showing punt formation anyway.
Well, McElvain is the punter, long snap or high snap. McElvain gets it down, now he gets the punt away. And it's going to bounce right at the 36-yard line, so a very short punt.
Great
of
position.
15 yards and no return. So a 15-yard punt by Will McElvain, but he did everything he could just to get the ball from a high stamp and then get it away from the Dowling pressure.
Yeah, and that's scary as a punter. You have to focus so much on the ball that you can't really see what's coming at you. And Dowling's got excellent field position. The ball is on the Lincoln 36-yard line to start this drive.
So 15-yard punt, no return. Dowling with the first down at the Lincoln 36-yard line. The quarterback is Blake Clark for Dowling. The senior, a punt fate, looks to his right. Now runs the run with the football. Gets a block. He puts his head down inside the 30 and brought down at the rail 25-yard line. A pickup of 11 and a Dowling first down. And Clark was looking for Ngoli down the right side, but Lincoln had him well covered. And hats off to Malachi Thongvan, the defensive back there on one-on-one coverage wearing number 8.
Yeah, he did a great job covering Sam on that. And hats off to Blake Clark, too, for not throwing that ball. He pulled it down and did exactly what he should.
First down Dowling at the Lincoln 25. And now Clark, an inside handoff. That's Jason Murray. And he's trying to spin out of a tackle and actually ends up stepping out of bounds right at the 30-yard line.
Again, Murray going inside, spinning, and turning upfield, doing everything he can. He is so hard to get a hold of to bring down, Mark. Great run by Jason Murray.
So that puts the ball at the 20, a gain of 5 for Murray. Back to throw Clark, fires it out. The pass is caught, and with the reception for Dowling is Charlie Johnson, and a little square-out pattern. He's down inside near the 10-yard line, I believe, Dave.
And a beautiful pass by Blake Clark. Again, Mark, Blake is so comfortable and relaxed in the pocket. He just doesn't panic, throws a beautiful football.
9-yard catch, and it's a first down Dowling. First and 10 at the 11 of Lincoln. Bruins put a man in motion. They give the inside handoff to Jason Murray. He gets right up the gut inside the 5, and he's brought down at the 4 for a gain of 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3 from the 4-yard line. Dowling can get a first down inside the 1 if they need to, Dave.
Now, Mark, my speed isn't what it used to be, but I think I could have made that hole. There was an enormous hole in the middle there by the interior of the Dowling defensive line.
That's not the trap, Dave, they're running.
Well, I think I could have made it. It was huge.
Hand off Murray right up
again.
The gut. And he spins out of a tackle, touchdown. Jason Murray on a 4-yard run for a score, and that is Jason's second run of the night as they get inside the Bows and the Flores red zone. And Jason Murray, his second touchdown of the night, goes with his 46-yard run, this one from 4 yards out, and Dowling increases lead to 20-7 over Lincoln pending the extra point.
Mitch Goff, Greg Hagan at center, Adam Topping, Charlie Nank, Jesse Alger, unbelievable blocking.
All right, Blake Clark to hold, and Riley Smith with the extra point. It's up. And it's good. Dowling 21, Lincoln 7, with 3:48 remaining first quarter. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines' south side. The kickoff by Dowling. Jackson Harrison returns it for Lincoln. Gets across the 15. They spot him down across the 20 to the 21-yard line where the Rails will take over first and 10. Dowling leads at 21-7. Jason Murray, a 4-yard touchdown run. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That's across the field where John Chido is at.
Dowling has certainly picked up the pace on offense and had another nice drive off by Jason Murray run. And the offensive line's doing a great job tonight. Those holes are big, as Dave said earlier.
Yes, they are. And now McElvain on first down from his own 21-yard line keeps the football. Dave, I don't know if that was just a quarterback draw or he took one look, saw the receivers recovered in the Dowling secondary and decided to run with it.
Yeah, Wagner was coming on an outside rush. Malik McGregor really made a nice tackle there, Mark.
Gain of five for McElvain on the quarterback draw to bring up second down and five for Lincoln. The Rails come in with a record of 3-2. They lost their opening district game last Friday night in Ankeny to Ankeny Centennial 42-7. Dowling winning their first district game 77-7 over Sioux City West. This is week two of district play. Dowling 5-0 overall. Lincoln 3-2. Back to throw McElvain. Sidearms it caught. And with the catch is Trey Steffens, and he's got the first down across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. And Steffens shaking up after the tackle. But how about that sidearm by McElvain? He had pressure coming, Dave, and he threw it around the Dowling defensive end who was trying to crash down on him.
You know, he's a good quarterback, Mark. It's my understanding that he's walking on at Iowa State next year.
That is
year.
Correct. That is
and,
correct.
And I can see why. He's an excellent athlete. I'm not sure he's a quarterback for Iowa State, but he's an athlete. You can tell. That shows. And we have a timeout.
Steffens was shaken up on the play, and we have a timeout on the field with 2:48 remaining here in the first quarter. It's Dowling 21 and Lincoln 7 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
We're starting the weekend Catholic style. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium out of the timeout. Quarterback Will McElvain on a first down play, carries for 5 yards up to the Lincoln 42-yard line as Trey Steffens was shaken up. That's why we had the injury timeout. So it brings up second down and five for the Rails on their own 42-yard line. Dowling leads it 21-7 with 2 minutes and 10 seconds. The game clock running here in the first quarter here at Hutchins Stadium. Maroons fell behind 7-0. McElvain, here's a snap. Now avoids pressure, rolls to his right. Still on his feet down the near sideline, and he's hit by Riggs out of bounds at about the rail splitter 47-yard line. So he picks up 5 yards. And, again, McElvain scrambling all over the place here, Dave Marcoulier.
Well, I tell you, Mark, Malik McGregor was on an outside stunt that time, and he broke contain, which means he allowed McElvain to get outside of him. If he could have rushed from the outside in a little bit more, force him inside to the linebackers, they would have had him for a loss. But credit McElvain for breaking contain there and getting outside and picking up some nice yardage.
He did. He picked up 3 yards, so it brings up third down. Third and two, Lincoln on their own 45. They go left to right, defending the south end zone here at Hutchins Stadium. 73 degrees at game time. The wind out of the south is 7 miles per hour. We've got a delay of game on the rails, and McElvain knows it. He couldn't get the playoff in time. And, you know, Lincoln goes with five receivers, Dave. Three on one side, two on another, no tight end, and an empty backfield. When I talked to Coach Derek Summey in his fourth year here at Lincoln, had the opportunity to coach Derek. His dad, Dave Summey, the longtime coach at Indianola, saw them both before the game, and Derek says, you know, I don't have a tight end coach. He still calls me coach. I was his freshman coach at Lincoln. Derek excelled in tennis and in football, along with basketball. Comes from a great family. His grandmother lives right over here off of Southwest, I believe it's Davis, and just a tremendous family, and it's always enjoyable to come back to Southside and see some people that really coach young men and nurtured young men, not only in football, but also young ladies in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. And this place really brings back some memories, because back in the day when I was coaching, yep. this was one of the few fields in the city. You had this field, you had the old Valley Stadium, and this was our home field for a lot of games. We would have to play over here at Lincoln. And
many schools did.
Yeah.
You throw Tech into the mix.
Right.
You know, Tech, Roosevelt, Hoover, they all came to Hutchins.
And this is it.
That's right. All right, out of the time, they had to adjust the clock. Minute 50 remaining in the quarter. It's third and seven, Lincoln from their own 40-yard line, as they were penalized on the play. You're right. Back to throw McElvain. He's running for his life, and the pass is incomplete. The intended receiver that time was number 11, and that was Devin Henderson, and he had one-on-one coverage with Ruprecht in the secondary of Dowling.
Well, that time Dowling defense brought the house. Everyone came, and there was no way McElvain was going to break contain on that one. He just basically threw it up. He was very fortunate that ball was not intercepted, because he could not see where he was throwing it at all.
It was a blind throw, and
absolutely.
You just got to kind of feel where that's where all that, those practices come in. You got to kind of gauge where your receiver might be. Nonetheless, incomplete. Fourth down for Lincoln, fourth and seven from their own 40, a minute 45 remaining. Penalty flag down. Good snap and a nice punt by McElvain, and Dowling will let it bounce at the 35, takes a Dowling bounce up to the 37-yard line. Marcus Miller back in there on punt return coverage. That's good news for Maroons. He was shaken up earlier. And Dowling will have a first down at the 37, but we're going to look at the penalty here, Dave. See what that's about.
Well, that had to be someone lining up off sides, Mark, you would think.
Minute 36 remaining in the first quarter.
I believe it was on Lincoln.
And it looks like Dowling's going to decline it. We'll get the procedure against Lincoln, and Dowling declined it, or it was illegal formation.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal procedure would have stopped the play. Well, John Chida was on the Dowling sideline. The Dowling offense will have a first down at their own 37, and John Chida will give us an update. Good to see Marcus Miller out there for the Maroons.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad to see him back, and it was nothing serious. That's good news for Dowling, and getting ready to start another drive. Defense has stepped it up here in the last couple possessions, and we're forcing Lincoln to go not quite three and out on that last drive, but three and out before that, and offense is going to get settled in here.
All right, first down Maroons. Thank you, John Chido, for that sideline report. Jason Murray goes in motion. He wears number two. The inside handoff goes to John Schmidt. Turns the corner left side, and he scoots his way up to the 40-yard line for a gain of three. A little misdirection there. They take their top running back. They put him in motion the opposite way, Dave, and they give it to John Schmidt, the second running back for the Maroons. He tries to run to the short side of the field and off left tackle.
Yeah, not a bad run by John Schmidt. He's the power runner. Mark, I've been watching this Trent Kimba, who you reported earlier for Lincoln, turning an ankle, and he's still really struggling out there on defense.
Yeah, he's a two-way player. Now up the middle is John Schmidt, and he gets across the 40 up to about the 43-yard line. Gain of three. So it'll bring up third down for Dowling. Third, and they're going to call it a long 3, maybe 4 yards for the Maroons, as they have the ball right on just outside the 44-yard line. Schmidt, a gain of four.
John Schmidt in this series giving Jason Murray a rest.
Two receivers left and two to the right for Dowling. Schmidt in the backfield, play a read option. The give is to Schmidt, and now he reverses field, and that was not the thing to do. The blocking wasn't there, and John is hit and dropped. May have lost. He already did. Back to the 43-yard line. Good job by the rail splitter defense that time as they converged on him. Sam Stevens leading the charge for the Lincoln, along with Nate Lockie.
Yeah, John gave up on the hole, and he saw something backside. He tried to cut back, but nothing was there. And as you called, Mark, Lincoln did a nice job defending that. Brings up fourth and four, and Dowling is going for it.
Dowling going for it from the own 43-yard line. Maroons bring in an extra back, and that is Malik McGregor, wearing number 33. And now we've got a timeout on the field. So we've come to the end of the first quarter. That's the timeout. Fourth and four when we return. We'll take a one-minute break. Dowling 21, Lincoln 7 when we return with the second quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at one of the first investment firms to offer a client bill of rights. At DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, we believe you have the right to full disclosure regarding the cost and risk of your investments. You also have a right to recommendations that are consistent with the objective of enhancing your financial well-being. Financial advisor Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member, New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, Life Well Planned.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, fourth down for Dowling, fourth and four from the Maroon 43-yard line, and Riley Schmidt in the punt. He gets it away, and Lincoln back on defense, or back on punt return coverage, is Kimmel with the bad ankle and all, and he lets it roll, and the Rails now will have a first down at their own 16-yard line. Nice punt that time by Riley Schmidt of Dowling there, Dave Marcoulier.
Yeah, and got a nice Dowling roll on that one, Mark.
So Lincoln with the first down. We switch sides. Lincoln will be going right to left into a 7-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the south as they'll defend the north end zone here in the second quarter. Lincoln in there all. Maroon uniforms with white numbers, gold helmets. Dowling in their road white uniforms with maroon numbers and maroon pants and white helmets. McElvain with the first down at his own 16-yard line, just underway here in the second quarter. Dowling 21, Lincoln 7. Lincoln led 7-0 at one time early. McElvain, quarterback draw, he'll keep it, and he gets up near the 20-yard line.
Fumble.
And a loose football, and Dowling's got it. Dowling signals they had it. The referee hasn't said that. They're going to say second down. That was close as McElvain coughed up the football but must have fell on it or a teammate helped him out there,
well,
Dave.
It looked to me like Nick Bordenero is the one who handed the ball back to the official. Now, John might have had a better look at it.
We'll go to John Chido here after this play. Lincoln with the second and five. Line of scrimmage is the 21. Three receivers left, two to the right for Lincoln, and here is the handoff, and that is to the running back, and McElvain in the exchange to the running back nearly lost it. That's Devin Henderson, and Henderson
on the carry. It bounced straight up, and he caught it. Mitch Riggs came in and made the tackle on that one.
So Henderson with a gain of four, it'll bring up third and one. John Chido, what did you see on that fumble earlier?
Well, that was kind of a bang-bang play. I mean, as McElvain was going down, it could have gone either way, Mark, and I think the officials kind of got talked into that he was down on contact there because McElvain slipped as he was going down. Nick Bordenero kind of stripped the ball away from him.
All right, so down by contact is Lincoln Life. Third and one for the Rails as we're under 11 minutes left. McElvain out of the pocket, now being chased. Now wants to throw, and he's going to have to dump it off, and he does, and the pass is caught. Carter Storm with the catch. He's got the first down right in front of Lincoln Betch. Outside the 30-yard line, I'm going to spot it right around the 32. A gain of 7. He only needed one day. First down Rails.
And he was under a lot of pressure from Mitchell Riggs and Max Bay on that play. They were really chasing him. And McElvain got rid of the ball, Mark. He is just so hard to catch.
He had pressure coming from the right side, which is his throwing side. Rolled to his left, wanted to keep it, then he was running out of area, so he knew he wouldn't get the first down, so he dumped it off to his safety valve there.
And he's a great passer on the run.
Plenty flagged down, and now McElvain goes down. He slides down as back to the 34-yard line, 32-yard line. He may have lost the yard. Referee threw the flag.
I think we have a holding on Lincoln on this play, Mark.
So McElvain loses a yard back to the 32, and let's see if Dowling accepts it. They may just take the down.
Well, no, I was guessing on that.
Yeah, they're going to take the
yards.
Holding on Lincoln, and Dowling will take the yards. So the penalty will be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So that'll move the Rails back inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. We want to thank St. Greg Retreat Center for supporting our broadcast tonight, along with Bozen the Florist. Dowling's been in the red zone three times, and I want to thank Bozen's the Florist for their support. And, of course, John Chido and you mentioned Bordenero's, Nick Bordenero. Well, Bordenero's family-owned pizza and their 40th anniversary here in Des Moines Southside. Boy, doesn't that sound good on a night like this after the game. Bordy's down here on Southwest 9. All right, back to throw, sidearm throw, and it is caught by Vaughn Fleming. He's tripped up as he gets inside the 25-yard line. A little quick slant that time. He picked up about 8 yards. And once again, McElvain with pressure through sidearm.
He throws that sidearm, and that just tells our listeners the type of athlete this young man is.
So Fleming with the catch, and now out of the shotgun, Kimmel with the reception. So Fleming and Kimmel both with catches for Lincoln, as Lincoln now gets the ball up to the 40-yard line.
Dowling secondary doing a great job tackling Jack Bertram on the play before, and Brandon Wolter on this one. Mark, very nice tackling.
Lincoln with a 3rd and 3 from the 40-yard line on catches by Vaughn Fleming of about 9 yards. Now, keep in mind, it was 1st and 20 for Lincoln after that penalty, so they have a lot of negative yards to catch up. Right now it's 3rd and 3. They got a lot of it caught up and look for McElvain to get loose. 3 receivers to the right side of the formation, 2 to the left. Here's the snap. Back to throw is McElvain. Avoids pressure. Penalty flags down. The pass is knocked down, incomplete. The Maroons knocked that pass away at the last moment. Nick Bordenero on the coverage, and a penalty flag right before McElvain threw it. And I think Will thinks it's against his team, and it is.
So nice. Be an interesting call with Coach Wilson here, whether he brings up 4th and 4. You would think he would decline this, or he's going to push him back and give him another try.
And with McElvain back there, you don't like doing that.
Well, he's taking the penalty.
So line of scrimmage was the 40. The pass is incomplete. It's holding. And, he asked where the spot was, and it was from the 35. So that'll put Lincoln back to the 25-yard line. So this will result in 15 yards of a difference from the line of scrimmage. So now it'll be 3rd and 18.
Yeah, when you face a quarterback like McElvain, this outside contain is very important. You got to push him inside where all your men are.
All right,
especially on this play. Excuse me,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, you're right. 3rd and 18,
there
McElvain.
They got him.
And he's hitting the backfield, and he's going to be dropped. Sacked in the backfield inside the 20, inside the 15, right around the 13-yard line. That ends up being a 12-yard loss, and that's a way to accept the penalty and give him another down. Dowling had their defensive prowess awakened there.
Well, Tyler Holmes I saw back in there, John Wagner, and again, it's at contain. They rush. And they had 4 men coming inside, and there was just no place for McElvain to go, thus the sack. Great job by the Dowling defensive front.
So a loss of 12. It moves the ball back to the 13. McElvain will punt it from his own 5-yard line, gets the punt away. It's a short punt, and it's picked up by Marcus Miller at the Lincoln 40. Spins out of a tackle, 35, still on his feet. It's at the 20. 1 man to beat, 5, touchdown! Marcus Miller.
That was McElvain he beat, too. McElvain's laying on the ground. He got faked out so
he
bad.
Was the safety inside the 10-yard line, and Marcus Miller on a, we're going to call it a 35-yard punt return. He's got a couple of those this year, Dave Marcoulier.
Well, maybe John could have seen this, but I don't know if that ball hit a Dowling player, and Marcus Miller thought it may have hit him, so he ended up fielding the ball just to be safe and scored a touchdown. Why not?
John did it.
It was pretty close, but we've seen Marcus field that ball with the guy right in his face. He had 2 right there. I mean, that's just a great athletic play by Marcus Miller.
It's like he's playing shortstop, John, and he just picks it up after the ball takes a couple bounces and just goes.
It's like a video game watching him run that football.
Extra point by Riley Smith. Up and good. Dowling increased his lead to 28-7 over Des Moines Lincoln on Marcus Miller's 35-yard punt return for a touchdown. Dowling 28, Lincoln 7, back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bordenero's is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in 3 locations, the original Bordy's at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordy's at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Bordenero's Pizza and Pasta, online at bordenerospizza.com.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks.
pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Broadcasting across central Iowa and heard on smartphones everywhere. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, on the kickoff, Riley Schmidt boots it downfield. Malachi Thongvan picks it up for the Rail Splitters, the 5-yard line, returns it to the 15, and that's where Lincoln will have it, first and 10 from their own 15. 8:29 remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling leads it by the score of 28-7 over Des Moines Lincoln. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. That is where John Chido is at. John?
Well, you know, field conditions have played to both sides here. I mean, watching Von Fleming catch this ball and Dowling defenders just getting a hand on him and these guys slipping is just, I mean, I think turf is a big difference for Dowling, being what, first time in 4 years they've actually played on grass. So it's kind of played a little bit of a factor tonight.
Yeah, it has. It's been somewhat of a factor, but Lincoln's been a part of that. They took the opening drive and scored on the Maroons, and now a little quick pass to the left side. Vaughn Fleming with the catch. It was a first down Lincoln from their own 16. Fleming moves it up to the 25, so it'll bring up second and one on a 9-yard gain by Vaughn Fleming.
Bertram, Riggs, and a couple others in on the tackle. And I tell you what, these Lincoln receivers are not going to want to catch that ball before long, because these Dowling kids are putting some shots on them. Holy cow.
All right, second down and one for the Rails. McElvain with the back in the backfield, a little swing pass left side, and it's caught by Vaughn Fleming, and he's stacked up. And the ball stolen away by Riggs. Is that a fumble? Yes, it is.
He has it.
Mitch Riggs with the fumble strip on Vaughn Fleming.
Absolutely.
Dowling football.
He just took it right away from him.
Yeah, and that was, Fleming tried to get extra yardage, and he was stacked up, and Mitch went in and stripped the ball right about the 25 of Lincoln, and Dowling will have it right around the 24-yard line.
If Mitch Riggs has you in his grasp, you are not going to get extra yardage, young man.
So first down, Dowling at the Lincoln. We're going to actually spot it out of bounds at right around the 25-yard line is all we know. The official's trying to mark the ball. They're going to mark it at the, looks like the 23-yard line. The Lincoln player's shaking up.
That's that Vaughn Fleming. I think he's the one who carried the ball. Was that him,
Yeah, he
Mark?
Made the catch.
Yeah, I think he's the one who was stripped from it, and he's the one that's really been taking some shots tonight.
All right, down to the Dowling sideline. John Chido, you've been busy over there. A lot of players going in and out.
Yeah, that was Vaughn Fleming that went down there, and there's a nice strip by Mitch Riggs. The ball just popped right out of his hands, right into Mitch's hands, and went the other way for Dowling. Great field position to start this drive from Lincoln's 22.
So first down, Maroons from the Lincoln 22-yard line, they'll call it. Blake Clark, the Dowling quarterback, has went the distance. Here's the snap and the handoff, left side, and that is Jason Murray, and he's finally stacked up as he gets to the 20-yard line. For a gain of three, it'll bring up second down and seven for the Maroons. Jason Murray, looked like the old power eye play, Dave. They had a fullback in there, and he crashed over to left guard, and Murray followed him in.
Yeah, the old power lead, not a whole lot there that time for Jason. He tried to find something but couldn't pop out or anything. Picked up about a yard.
So it's second down and eight. The give is to Murray over to left side, and he's stacked up and brought down inside the 20, maybe to the 18-yard line for a gain of two.
Well, I think the hole was just a little bit outside, and he had something there if he would have seen that one. But nice job by Jason just to hold on to it, because he had some Lincoln players all over him.
All right, brings up third down and eight for the Maroons. Line of scrimmage is, well, they're going to call it the 20-yard line, so no gain in the play. Clark, a little swing pass left side, and it's caught over there by the Dowling receiver, Anthony Coppola, and he kind of angles to the far sideline and out of bounds shy of the first down.
There's a young man I'd like to see get a little bit more involved in this offense, Coppola, because I've seen him at practice make some unbelievable catches. He runs beautiful routes, and he's a fine young receiver.
3-yard gain down to the Lincoln 17. Will bring up fourth down. Fourth and seven for Dowling. The Maroons will go for it with 6.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Dowling 28, Lincoln 7. Rail Splitters scored on their opening possession of the game. They went 99 yards on 12 plays, and then Dowling has scored 28 points since. A little toss play right side. That's Murray with it. He's stacked up at the 20, and Lincoln will hold on downs as Dowling, on a fourth down play from the 17, loses 3 yards.
Yeah, that's the play Dowling has been running the last two games when they really need to pick something up, that little toss play from Blake Clark to Jason Murray. And I think Lincoln sniffed that one out and knew it was coming. And they were just swarm tackling on that one, Mark. Dowling, no chance at all.
And we want to thank Tamia and Sons for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football all season long. Matter of fact, saw Mario in his coaching hat. Mario Tamia, one of the proprietors there, in his coaching hat. He was here earlier tonight. I want to thank Steve DeVinny and Raymond James for their support of Dowling Catholic football, along with Skeffington's Formalware. All right, Lincoln takes over first down from their own 20-yard line. 6:23 remaining, second quarter. Dowling 28, Lincoln 7. Back to throw. McElvain fires the ball out, and the pass is incomplete. Trent Kimmel, bad ankle and all, nearly had it, but coming down with the football also was Brandon Wechter. He had it for a moment, and the ball fell harmlessly incomplete.
Yeah, he did, and there was a cornerback stunt coming hard from the upper side, and McElvain was under pressure to throw that ball, but a nicely thrown ball, Mark. Really, yeah. Probably should have been.
He
caught.
Has a nice touch, lets his receivers run under the football, and it can work. I want to thank Northwest Bank, along with Licktag Family Dentistry, for supporting our broadcast of Dowling Catholic football. All right, second and 10, Lincoln. Line of scrimmage is their own 20-yard line. Back to throw, McElvain now rolls from the pocket. Right side, fires the ball downfield. The pass is caught for about a 5-yard gain, and the receiver is finally brought down on that far sideline. That is number 7, Trent Kimmel.
Connor Jakeman, I believe, is the one who made the tackle, Mark. Nice coverage on that play.
So to bring up third down for Lincoln, 3rd and 4. They're going to credit Storm with the catch. And that's Carter Storm.
This will be a big play for Lincoln here with 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
Yeah.
They don't want to punt the ball to Dowling, clear down in this territory again.
3rd and 4 for Lincoln from their own 26-yard line, and we've got a stoppage of play, timeout rails. Head coach Derek Summey wants to talk it over. 6:11 remaining, second quarter, Dowling 28, and Lincoln 7. Back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formalwear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formalwear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formalwear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 8 o'clock. Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, back at the Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines South Side. Will McElvain on a third down play hooks up with Vaughn Fleming for 40 yards inside the 40, inside the 30 of Dowling. And it's a first down rails at the 34-yard line of Dowling. And what a play by Vaughn Fleming. Caught the ball in the yards after the catch. Back to throw is McElvain. chasing the pocket, rolls to his right, being chased by Riggs. As he's brought down by Riggs right about the 30-yard line, he'll pick up four. As everything broke down, the Dowling secondary had every receiver for Lincoln covered there, Dave.
Yeah, that 40-yard gain of the previous play, Mark, was a screen pass, and Mitchell Riggs ran that young man down from behind, and now Mitchell Riggs just sprinted clear to the other side to make the tackle. That guy is amazing, but Dowling had no one up at that end at all, no contain at all, and McElvain saw it. It just took off for that right side of the defensive line.
Second and five now for Lincoln. The ball in the Dowling 29. Dowling leads 28-7, 5 minutes remaining. Now a little pass, a little hitch pass from the right side, and it's caught by Trent Kimmel, and he's got the first down, and it's going to be goal to goal inside the five-yard line, Dave, as a little hitch pattern from the right side to Himmel.
Well, the Lincoln receiver got inside leverage on the Dowling secondary, and McElvain put the ball right on the numbers for a nice first down pickup. Brings up first and goal, Mark. I think the ball is on. It's hard to tell from where we're at, but the 2 yard line.
Yeah, they're going to call it the two. So the play goes for 27 yards. And a rail splitter first down, first and goal. McElvain will work out of the shotgun. No tailbacks in the backfield. Five receivers back to throw. Sidearms it, and it's caught by Vaughn Fleming. Touchdown. Touchdown, Lincoln. Fleming right in front of the Dowling linebacker. Nick Bordenero scores. And the rails go 80 yards on the drive in six plays.
Well, they made that look pretty simple, Mark, and it all started on that big third down, third and four play where they ran a screen pass, very nicely executed, and they ended up with 6 points.
All right, Rocha Medias with the extra point for Lincoln. It's up and it's good. So our score is Dowling 28, Lincoln 14. The Lincoln fans in front of us celebrating their drive, and well, they should. 4:31 remaining in the first half. Dowling 28, Lincoln 14. Back with the kickoff in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, here's a kickoff by Lincoln, fielded by Sam Angoli, and Sam returns it up to the 19-yard line. The ball comes out, but the ground caused the ball to come loose, and it'll be a first down Dowling from their own 19. Lincoln has scored another touchdown. It's 28-14. Vaughn Fleming on a 2-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Will McElvain. Those two have hooked up twice tonight, and Dowling leads at 28-14. And now Blake Clark, the inside handoff goes to Jason Murray. Finds some block. He's got the first down and more. Breaks it in secondary. Hit midfield. Penalty flag down back at the 35-yard line. Murray's still on his feet. And he's finally hit and dropped at about the 20-yard line of Lincoln, but a penalty flag right after Dowling got the first down there, Dave.
Yeah, and I tell you, Jason Murray, you just can't say enough about that young man. He is so difficult to bring down.
And they're all huddled down by the 20-yard line. So for Murray, that was a 60-yard run, but will it stand? Let's go down to the Dowling sideline. We haven't been over there in a while. That's where John Chido is at, John.
I thought it might have got Jesse Alger for a holding, but we're still waiting for the referees to make a decision here. But there are two flags on the play here.
It might be. John, let's go back to the last drive by Lincoln. They went six plays, 80 yards, capped off by Vaughn Fleming's 2-yard reception from quarterback Will McElvain. And now we've got a sideline warning issued against Dowling. So the play will stand. But, John, a nice drive by the Lincoln offense.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was standing right there in front of that, and it was a nice cutback by Vaughn Fleming. And the referee missed a procedure call right by the receiver that was right in front of him, and Lincoln was able to capitalize on it. And watching Mitch Riggs to run him down, and Vaughn Fleming is fast. I mean, Mitch Riggs is really fast to be able to do that.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. First down, Dowling. They're going to spot the ball at the 18-yard line. So let's make that a 63-yard run for Jason Murray, giving Dowling pretty good position. And now here is Marcus Miller on the little end around. He's down the far sideline. He's got the first down and steps out of bounds after gaining the first down, I believe, Dave Marcoulier, right around the 10-yard line of Lincoln. And it'll be first and goal Maroons wherever they spot him out.
Yeah, I think they're down around the 4 or 5 yard line, but the lead blocker on that, Mark, was Blake Clark. Nice job.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, Dowling is in the Bose and the Florist red zone, brought to you by Bose and the Florist. And 515-244-ROSE, that's 244-7673, or the Bose and the Florist red zone. And now on the read option, the handoff goes to Murray, and he runs to the left side, gets outside the number, and he's still pushing forward. Touchdown, Jason Murray from the 6-yard line. And
well,
scores from there as he pushed the pile forward, Dave.
Yeah, it helps when you have a young man who's 6'3", 290, pushing you in to the end zone.
I'll take it.
That's Charlie Nank.
I'll take that.
Well, along with a couple other of his lineman buddies. But Murray cut it back inside and got in front of the lineman there, and they helped him get the rest of the way, which is perfectly legal.
For Murray, it's his third touchdown of the first half, and this one from 6 yards out to go along with his 46-yard run and a 4-yard run, extra point by Riley Schmidt. Good. So Dowling answers the Lincoln touchdown. And it's 35-14 Maroons with 3:55 remaining second quarter, a timeout on the field. We'll be back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formalwear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formalwear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formalwear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on a beautiful night. Game time temperature was 73 degrees, a 7-mile-per-hour wind out of the south. Dave, you can't feel that, can you?
You know, I was just going to say, there are a lot of Dowling fans over here on the south side, and I'm sure there's got to be some that live pretty close here that have a fire pit, Mark, that they could just, that's all we need, a little fire pit right here between us.
You go right up here to Creston Avenue, and there's one there, I know.
And get that at halftime, will you?
I think Marcus is bringing your blanket to you here in a moment. As we're outside.
Oh, she's got the blanket.
We're outside the Lincoln press box. Kickoff by Riley Schmidt goes in the end zone for Dowling. So first down Lincoln from their own 20. Will McElvain will bring his troops up. Empty backfield, no tight ends, two receivers right, one to the left. And McElvain, quarterback draw, will keep it from his own 20, and he slides forward near first down. They're going to spot him down about the 28-yard line for a pickup of 8. And McElvain, a very sneaky, quick type of runner and a very good touch passer, has a nice arm, and he gets it up to the 28-yard line, gain of 2.
Yeah, he really is a good one, Malik McGregor. And, again, we've called his name quite a few times tonight, Mark.
Three receivers left, two to the right for Lincoln. Here's a snap. McElvain, a little swing pass, and with the catch is Vaughn Fleming, and he's got the first down up to the 35-yard line for a gain of 7. Fleming is, you know, coming off an injury last week against Ankeny Centennial, but he is really played well here tonight, even though he may be having a nagging injury, and he gave Lincoln the first down at the 34.
John Smith on the tackle, and Fleming's a small person, but, man, can he fly.
All right, McElvain out of the shotgun, 3:10 remaining. Second quarter, and McElvain now zigs and zags, runs out of the pocket, fires the ball downfield. The pass is caught. Shy of the first down as a receiver over on the far sideline, and that is number 17, Jackson Harrison, another two-way player for Lincoln, and he picked up about five on the catch.
Marcus Miller on the coverage there. And again, this McElvain just continues to scramble and find the open receivers.
So it's second and five, Rails from their own 39. They're going right to left towards the south end zone. And now sacked in the backfield is McElvain. Connor Kriegshauser comes in and makes the sack number 88 for the Maroons. As I think they had everybody with a white shirt assigned to the backfield, Dave, and McElvain goes down back to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, McElvain turned to fake to his back or to give to his back, running back, but he wasn't there, Mark. And then he kind of panicked, and Krieghauser was there to make the sack along with a couple other Maroons.
Loss of six back to the 33-yard line. I said 23 earlier. It's the 33-yard line, and now Lincoln with a third and 11. As they go right to left, north to south here at Hutchins Stadium on the grass field. McElvain with one receiver left, and he tries to dump it off. He's got pressure in the backfield, and he couldn't hit his receiver that time. Trent Kimmel coming from the left side, incomplete. He actually threw it into the ground, Dave, because he had no time to set up.
No, he didn't. It was McGregor again, Mark, coming in on a hard rush, and McElvain just did not have time at all.
Well, it stops the clock with 2:08 remaining here in the first half. Dowling leading 35-14 over Lincoln. And Maroons with all three of their timeouts remaining. Lincoln without any timeouts. Fourth down and 11 from the rail splitter 33. McElvain will stay in to punt. And back deep is Marcus Miller. Gets the punt away, does McElvain. Miller angling to the far sideline. The ball may go out of bounds, and it does right at the Dowling 35, and that's where Maroons will take over, first and 10 from their own 35. With 2 minutes remaining, second quarter, Dowling up 35-14. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet live from Hutchins Stadium tonight, and over on the Dowling sideline, which is the West Stands this year, and that's the visiting side here. That is where John Chido is at with the Dowling team. Johnny?
Mark, the reception's kind of, so I hope you can hear me, but Will McElvain's making so many athletic plays. I mean, he's life pretty much every single play, and he's so athletic, and he's able to get away with it sometimes. But the Dowling pressure up front is making havoc with the Lincoln quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're not doing too bad over there, John. Obviously, tonight we can't get our antennas high enough to sometimes that'll cut into our reception, but you're doing well. Back to throw is Clark for Dowling. Fires the ball out, and the pass is caught and hit immediately is the Dowling receiver, Anthony Coppola. Dave, he took a shot right as from his own 33-yard line, which was the line of scrimmage.
He really did take a shot, but you know what? He held on to the football, so good for him. Pickup of about two or three on the play, Mark. Four, actually.
I'll give him about three. Line of scrimmage was the 33. It's up to the 36. Back to throw is Clark. Fires over the middle. The pass is
there
caught.
There we go.
Caught once again, and that is Anthony Coppola with the catch. He's got the first down, and Lincoln trying to gang tackle him. And I'm going to spot him down in Lincoln territory at the rail 34-yard line. How about that catch by the big guy?
Yeah, Coach must have heard me. I didn't think he'd take me serious when I said I'd like to see him get involved in this offense.
Well, you just got it point taken.
Blake threw a nice pass.
All right, Clark with the first down from the Lincoln 33, fires the ball out. Caught by Murray out of the backfield, scampers across the 20, inside the 15, puts his head down. And finally, Lincoln trying to corral him, and they do inside the 15 down to the 13. And I think we may have a penalty flag down and a helmet off for Lincoln. So what a catch that time. That was Vaughn Fleming who lost his helmet. He'll have to go out for a play. But Jason Murray, what a reception that time. And yards after the catch, Dave.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. He puts his hand, he almost lost his balance, put his hand down, was able to hold his knees from touching the ground, and picked up another 15 yards after that. And Mark Dowling calls timeout.
I see that.
With 1:13 left in the first half.
And we'll keep it here with Dowling leading 35-14 over Des Moines Lincoln. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulet, John Chida with you tonight as we have a minute 13 remaining in the half. And our halftime guest is a Dowling sophomore football coach, the head sophomore football coach. And we look forward to having Coach Cataldo on. Jimmy Cataldo has led the Dowling team for many years, and right now they are undefeated. They're coming off a win last night as the Dowling sophomores defeated Lincoln 51-0. Dowling freshmen winning last night. Dave and I, Dave, you and I did not see the freshman or sophomore game. We were up in Ames watching Iowa State and Texas, but Dowling freshman winning 33-13. So I can't believe you missed your grandson's game
for an
Iowa State game.
I hated to, but when you have free tickets and sideline passes,
you go.
He understood.
He
understood.
Did he give you the play-by-play of what happened?
No.
He will. He'll do it right during the Packer game. Well, that was last night, too. He'll do it on Sunday. All right, out of the timeout, first and 10, Dowling from the Lincoln 11. Blake Clark back to throw, throws in the end zone, has got a man open. The ball is deflected, incomplete, penalty flag down, as so is Sam Ngoli. Sam ran right into the safety. Officials threw the flag in the end zone.
I think that's going to be on Lincoln, don't you? They both were.
I was kind of hoping it would be incomplete and inadvertent whistle. And it was just a play on, but the referee saw something. Sam and the defender arrived at the same time. Pass interference, Lincoln.
I thought they had caught on Lincoln. He hit him first. Sam hit him second.
Yeah. So I thought it just called incomplete. So it's half the distance to the goal, and it's first down Dowling. From right about the 6-yard line, they'll call it on the penalty. Back to throw is Clark, looks in the end zone, throwing the fade pattern. The pass is incomplete. He underthrew John Schmidt coming out of the backfield. Incomplete.
Nicely executed play. They faked to John, and Jason Murray came around. They faked to him, and Lincoln players really thought Jason had the ball, but he didn't. And Blake just underthrew John a little bit on that. Well, that's too bad because he was open.
So that stops the clock with 64 seconds remaining in the half. Dowling leading 35-14. It'll bring up second and goal Maroons from the Lincoln 5 as we adjust our yardage. After that penalty of pass interference with half the distance, they put the ball to the 5. Maroons going in the pistol formation, one receiver left, tight end on the left side, and here is a stretch play run by Blake Clark, the quarterback, to the left side.
Nice
and
run.
He gets into the end zone. Touchdown. Blake Clark from 5 yards out. Scores for the Maroons, and Dowling up 41-14 with 58 seconds remaining pending the extra point.
And that's something I sure Lincoln did not expect, that Blake Clark to foul the lineman on the left side, Mitch Goff and Charlie Nank. Nice blocking along with Greg Heyman. And the running backs for Dowling leading the way for Blake Clark into the end zone to put 41 points on the board, Mark.
5 plays, 67 yards on the Dowling drive. The extra point by Riley Schmidt, good. And Dowling leads it 42-14. With 58 seconds remaining here in the first half, we'll take a timeout and be back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines community at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James. Steve has spent more than his 23-year financial services career helping his clients realize their financial goals through individual planning, professional advice, and dedicated personal service. Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James and Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on a beautiful night for high school football, week 6, Dowling leading 42-14, the kickoff by the Maroons and return by Lincoln to the 21-yard line. That's where Lincoln will start, first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Dave Marcoulet, just 54 seconds remaining in the half.
You know, while we have a quick second, Mark, we got a couple big listeners that I know are listening tonight. One is my father, Don Marcoulier, but over at Walnut
Ridge.
He's
your best critic, too.
Walnut Ridge Center, and Mr. DeMarco, one of our faithful listeners, he is listening right now. So hello to my dad and Mr. DeMarco. Big Dowling fans.
Hey, what else is there doing a Friday night? Listen to you and me talk about football.
That's right.
Let's go down to the other guy that's involved with this. John Chattel, give us an update on that Dowling drive.
Well, that 1 minute and 2 seconds, Mark, to get down into great field position and that great run. And I have to give credit to that offensive line because they worked with our kids Thursday night on that outside zone blocking, and they ran it to a T there.
All right, Vaughn, or check that quarterback. Will McElveen keeps the football, and he tries a slide, and I think Dowling got caught maybe with a horse collar tackle right before Will went to a slide. And it's certainly inadvertent, but it's going to cause a penalty as McElveen picks up the first down at the 37-yard line. So Davey gains 12, and they're going to tack on some more with the horse collar tackle.
Yeah, the Dowling tackler was coming up from behind, and like you said, it wasn't intentional by any means, but it's still against the rules.
Yeah, so first play for Lincoln was a 4-yard reception by Carter Storm, and then McElveen on a 12-yard run, and they're going to add a penalty against the Maroons for a horse collar, and that'll move the ball into Dowling territory at the Dowling 46-yard line, and that's a 15-yard personal foul penalty. So first down Rails, 26 seconds remaining. Lincoln out of timeouts. Dowling has two left. But the Rails with the first down in Dowling territory at the 46-yard line. 26 seconds remaining in the half here, Dave.
And I'd watch that screen pass because that really worked well earlier for him.
Number one, Vaughn Fleming. You got to keep an eye on him. Here's the snap. And McElveen back to throw. Rolls to his left. Fires the ball out. It's knocked
beautiful
away by Ruprecht. Incomplete.
Holy cow.
Right in front of Fleming. And a great job by Drake.
And right in front of us, Mark. An unbelievable play. He just reached right around him and knocked the ball down. The Lincoln fans don't agree because I don't believe they believe what a fantastic play that
was. Well, Drake came from the near sideline, came from that angle over his shoulder, which was the right shoulder. The play was going left to right, and he came in and made a nice, great timing play and knocked the ball away. And that's film study there, Dave.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a lot of
that
film
would
study.
Be on the ESPN highlight show.
All right, 20 seconds remaining in the half. Back to throw is McElveen. The ball is nearly intercepted. And on the near pick was Malik McGregor.
McGregor again.
And he nearly read that route.
Yeah, that's too bad. He's been playing so well tonight. That would have been nice for him. He deserved that.
All right, that'll stop the clock.
He deserved to catch it, not drop it.
That stops the clock with 18 seconds remaining in the half. Third down and 10 from the Dowling 46-yard line for Lincoln. Lincoln out of timeouts. And, of course, John Chida will catch up with head coach Tom Wilson at halftime before he makes his way towards the Dowling locker room here at Hutchins Stadium. Dowling 42, Lincoln 14, third and 10 Rails. A little swing pass near side that has caught Devin Henderson with the catch. And he puts his head down, gets across the 40, and he's near a first down at the Dowling 37-yard line. And let's see where they mark it.
Boy, there was a shot there by the Dowling players. Nick Bordenero once again in on the play.
And I think they're going to call for a measurement because it's fourth down and about two as they spot the ball down. And we've got a timeout on the field by Dowling. And that is the half. They let the clock run out. Excuse me. Halftime here at Hutchins Stadium. Lincoln couldn't stop the clock because they didn't get out of bounds. And Dowling goes into halftime leading 42-14. We'll give John Chido a moment to get with head coach Tom Wilson. But the Maroons with the lead here at halftime. Let's go across the field to John Chido with head coach Tom Wilson of Dowling.
Coach, it's kind of a crazy game. It's offensive ball game there to start the game and then kind of settled in there on defensively. Your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think Will McElveen's a good quarterback is really the first thought. He changes his release point. He moves around so well. So he's a handful, to be honest with you. And, you know, we got some people dinged around, and so we've got some other kids in there. But offensively, we've done some good things. We got stalled once, which is disappointing, but yet we've been able to run the football at will.
Well, good luck in the second half, Coach.
All right. John Chida with head coach Tom Wilson as Dowling with the lead here at halftime, 42-14. Back up here in the press row, Dave Marcoulier, Mark Amadale, and Dave, you heard from Coach Wilson and talking about how explosive Lincoln is. And, you know, they scored 14 points or two touchdowns last year against Dowling, and they have two touchdowns here at halftime against the Maroons.
Yeah, and we're talking a lot about this McElveen because – he really is their whole team,
yes,
offensively and defensively. He is the man that stands out, and he's an outstanding quarterback. He scrambles. You cannot catch him to get a good shot on him. He can throw sidearm. He's just a good quarterback.
And he can run against the grain. He's a right-handed thrower. He runs to his left, and he throws just as strong to his left as he does his right, which is unheard of.
He's got unbelievable vision, and he finds his open receivers, and he gets the job done, Mark.
He certainly does. Again, our halftime score is Dowling 42, Lincoln 14, alongside Dave Marcouli and Mark Amadeo. We'll be back with our halftime guest, and that is the Dowling head sophomore football coach, Jim Cataldo. He's going to join us. His team undefeated after six games. We'll talk more about the youth coming through Dowling after these messages here at halftime from Hutchins Stadium. Again, our halftime score, Dowling 42 and Lincoln 14 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you, Borden Arrows Pizza and Pasta, for your support of Dowling Catholic High School football broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Borden Arrows is a family-owned business celebrating their 40th anniversary serving the greater Des Moines area. Whether you are dining in or takeout, their food is always hot and fresh. Now available in three locations, the original Bordies at 6108 Southwest 9th Street, Bordies at Drake, and in Wells Fargo Arena and Hy-Vee Hall. Nothing can beat sharing a meal with family and friends. Borden Arrows Pizza and Pasta, online at BordenArrowsPizza.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines' south side, halftime, and Dowling leading Lincoln 42-14. Mark Amadeo, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido, and I'm joined here at halftime by the sophomore football coach at Dowling. I forgot how many years. I'm going to say at least 15, 16 years, something like that, I'm guessing, as I didn't do my due diligence and fact-checking that. But Jim Cataldo, thanks for coming over, and looking forward to talking to you about your team this year. Do you need to get any shout-outs before we get into your interview? Because I know you've got some family members that are really encouraging you to mention their name on Iowa Catholic Radio.
You know, so many family members of mine listening to you. I never thought I'd say that, but, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law, Frank and Lisa Chido, are over in Boston for their anniversary. I know they're listening in, so happy anniversary to those two.
All right. Well, I knew you'd get that out of the way. Your team's undefeated, 6-0, and it's, you know, it's the few. I mean, you had, what, 37 kids out for sophomore football, something like that, and, you know, numbers are down everywhere. You also have a few sophomores that have been up on the varsity, so they get double duty on some Friday nights and Thursday nights.
Yeah, you know, every August, I mean, you cross your fingers and hope to goodness that, you know, you have good numbers to come out for football. And it's a tough sport. And, you know, this year we had 35 guys join the team. Had a couple kids join after we started. But, you know, this year, unlike any year I've had, you know, we just have so many quality kids. You know, 37 kids on our team. And any moment, any one of them can go in. We're getting a lot of playing time out of almost all of them. And it's showing.
Well, I know you look to build leadership. It's not so much, you know, sophomore year is just a stepping stone to where they're going to finish at. And, Jim, the program that Dowling's in right now, four state titles, a lot of it has to do with what you and the coaches do before they get to varsity. Now, some of those kids skip. They go freshman year, and they go right to varsity as sophomores because might be position need or whatnot. But developing the fundamentals and the competitiveness every Thursday night, in your case, is very important for these kids and their development.
Well, it's a testament across the board, you know, what Coach Wilson has built here. You know, starting at the eighth grade level now, that we have a sole Dowling team working on that level, and you can just, we work on the development, and at any moment's notice, we know, and I know as a sophomore coach, that based on need, that any one of our kids can be coming up and playing Friday nights.
Man, no question about it. We're visiting with Jim Cataldo, the head sophomore football coach at Dowling Catholic. His team's undefeated after six games, and tonight, you know, you played last night, Jimmy, and I know some of your kids are dress for the varsity, and that's been the case with Coach Wilson. Depending on the position, he may call a sophomore up to kind of help with development and also with depth. And maybe if you get a one-sided game, kids are going to get some more playing time, and that's what you like to see when you get these kids do get called up.
You know, I get to know these kids, you know, for a short period of time, but what I do get to know about these kids, I just fall in love with their attitude and with their work ethic. So whenever we get into opportunities where they're warming up on the sidelines and they're going to get a chance to get on the field, you know, I get really excited because, you know, if I know more than anyone that these kids certainly deserve the opportunities.
What's the thing you like about this group of sophomores? And I know you have this, what, for 17 years, whatever, every group's different. Everybody has their own identity. Who's going to be the leaders when they're seniors? Can you foresee that as sophomores? Do you kind of know who might be a leader come senior year? Who might be named the captain?
Well, I think the first thing that jumps out on the board with this sophomore team is their work ethic and their ability to adapt. You know, when we get 37 kids, you know, they may be used to playing a certain position, you know, growing up in the junior high levels or freshman level. And then they come to us and we say, you know, the way they've developed over the years, you know, especially in the off season, because they really get to be a part of our work, our workout program, is that maybe this kid, you know, can try and help us at another position. Here's a perfect example is Jackson Feiler. You know, Jackson Feiler comes to us and he's, he can play so many positions. He's a linebacker. Maybe he's a free safety. But we know this, he's an athlete. And so after the first game, we saw a need for us at the defensive line, defensive end position. And he's really shined in that position. And I think he's catching the eyes of the varsity guys a little bit. Is maybe that's an opportunity for him in the next year or two that he can step in when John Wagner goes on and goes to bigger and better things, that maybe he has an opportunity to be that next guy.
No question about it. Well, Jimmy, let's talk about some of those young men. And we've mentioned a few of them on as they've gotten in games here on the varsity. Talk about some of those sophomores that are in your starting lineup. I don't know if you want to start your offense or defense, but we know defense wins championships, so I'll flip the coin and let you call heads or tails.
Well, our defense has been outstanding. I mean, they've been outstanding to watch. They pitched two straight shutouts and you know, given up single-digit points throughout the entire year, and it's really centered around our linebackers. Our linebackers are fast-flowing, guys like Chris Owsley and Chase Hauschild, as you're seeing out there. Max Bakken and Lucas Pasquets, those four linebackers have been playing just outstanding. I mentioned Jackson Feiler a little bit, but also up front, Bradley Hill and Austin Van Scapen have been really plugging the holes for our defensive line.
And what about on the offensive side, Jimmy? You know, obviously that's kind of where you're at. Coach Wilson relies on you on the offensive side on Friday nights because you're the eye in the sky for the Dowling offense on the varsity level. But you also call your own plays on the sophomore level.
I do. Okay. I do. And I always take help. But we have a tremendous running game. And you're seeing a couple of sophomores playing up right now for the varsity Friday night games, and that's Tegan Johnson. Tegan's a Southside kid, and I know this is a pretty exciting night for him, but he's been an outstanding running back for us on the sophomore levels, and I think he's somebody that's going to probably get opportunities here in the very near future, if not later in this year, but certainly next year. You know, Adam Brock and Matthew Stillwell are two outstanding receivers, very physical. Matt Stillwell is a very physical ex-receiver, and I think even next year when he gets that opportunity, I think he's going to get that chance. And Adam Brock has stepped in as a Z receiver, a little flashier kid. But he reminds us so much of kids in the past. And through a little bit of development and speed, I think he has an opportunity to shine up here as well.
Hank Hemrick and Dominic Marasco, quarterbacks. You got two quarterbacks.
Two Southside quarterbacks. And it's exciting for me. Because
one's a lefty.
I've known these kids most of their lives. And they've done some good things. I think, you know, you look at the sophomore level, it's such a learning curve for guys like Hank and Dominic to really understand more about reading defenses and where do I throw and where do I take advantages and they've done great. You know, Hank has ran into some injuries in his throwing arm, so we've had to sideline him a little bit. But when he was healthy, I mean, Hank was slinging the ball around like nobody's business and looked great, and he would have gotten a lot of playing time at our quarterback position. But Dominic's done a great job. He's more of a running type quarterback than a thrower. But we're trying to say, look, you know, Dominic, we got to be diverse, and we got to be able to throw the ball when we need to.
And running the read option, I don't think people understand. It's the old days used to hand off the tailback who followed the fullback in the line. Now it's a read option, and quarterbacks, they got a pre-read before the snap, pre-snap read. And then they snap the ball, and then they're reading an end or a linebacker. So there's a lot that goes into just keeping the football or throwing it with the modern offense now.
If you're not used to the system and you get thrown out there, it has to be 100 bullets flying at the same time. We try to slow things down as much as we can. Focus on one defensive guy at a time. Let's read him, and then let's move on to our progressions. And at times it's been a struggle, but this time of the year they're starting to understand it. We're repping it a lot. And they're starting to flourish. And you see guys like Blake Clark. When we had Blake Clark as a sophomore, he looked great, but you know he had a lot of work to do. And now you're seeing the fruit of his development, being a senior leading quarterback and playing pretty well.
Visit with Jim Cataldo, the Dowling sophomore head football coach. And how many years have you been the head sophomore coach?
Gosh, I don't know.
I ask you that every year, and you know I just can't remember. It's been since 2000.
It's getting close to 10. I would say 10.
So you were a freshman coach before that.
Yes.
So, okay. And on game night, you're the offensive eye in the sky.
I am. You know, I Coach Wilson's given me an opportunity over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years to be on the headsets and communicating with him and Coach McClain and just working the strategy of what we see throughout the night. And he's been great. I mean, Coach Wilson has taught me so much over the years. I've learned, just how to be a better person. But yet a better coach, and I give it all to him.
Dowling leading 42-14 over Lincoln here at halftime here at the Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines South Side. You've got pretty good memories of Hutchins Stadium in your day. You're a South Side guy like myself and John Chido. The only one on our broadcast crew that's not is Dave Marcule, and he's one of those Windsor Heights West Side guys, but we still let him in the broadcast. Jim.
Right. You know, it's hard to explain to a lot of the kids nowadays, and even the coaches for that matter, what the Lincoln-Dowling rivalry was like. You know, back in the 80s and the 90s, I mean, most of the kids, you know, at Dowling were Southside kids back then.
Right.
And it's kind of like the Dowling Valley rivalry where your neighbors are the Valley kids. Well, back then, our neighbors were the Lincoln kids. And it was such a hard-hitting, and you just never knew. Lincoln had poor teams. We had better teams. And then we'd go to the very end, and you saw part of this in the first half here. That, you know, you get into these opportunities, and you just never know what type of Lincoln team or Dowling team will show up.
Yeah, that's true, and these have been exciting. There hasn't been too many Lincoln victories in this system. I can think of three going back to 1978, so how's that? I dug up three wins. So I kind of like that, especially living in the neighborhood that I grew up in. Anybody else you want to mention from the sophomore team? Dave and I are always looking for guys, other numbers to call besides, you know, Jason Murray, Blake Clark, this guy named John Wagner, Riggs. You got any other numbers that may be coming up in the future?
The group of guys I probably have missed, but they absolutely need to be mentioned on the radio is our offensive line. You know, Nolan Sennett, who's what you would say is maybe an undersized center, is actually playing as big as you probably can, and he's done fantastic. Joe Ryan and Tyler Stein. Tyler Stein's his first year playing football, and this kid's just gigantic. And
what?
He has so much potential.
And he's starting?
He's starting. So much potential, and you're going to get an opportunity to see him in the near future. You know, Melick Cardenas and Theo Davis round out our offensive line. What's so interesting about this, I got to say this. I mean, who would ever have thunk that you would be seeing Chido and Cataldo on the radio at the same time?
Why not? You did a pretty good job over there. Like, why not?
And then Amadeo.
What's that?
Yeah. I mean, who would ever thunk it?
Well, thanks for that comment. I got more Kool-Aid to mention stuff like that, and he's trying to find his car for some reason. I think he's looking for a blanket. But the visit with Jim Cataldo at halftime, Dowling leading Lincoln 42-14 on the old South Side. You know, behind us was the old Lincoln baseball field back
in
the day. And I remember putting a few out over here. A few, not many, but a few. Yeah. Yeah, they're foul balls. Your mic's off, John, by the way. Foul balls, yeah.
That's awesome.
Got to ask you, Jim. You know, you come back and you coach. You know, why do you you got a full time job? You're not a teacher, but right. You are a teacher. You're a teacher in practice. All coaches are teachers. I don't care what they say; they're teachers. But what do you like about, you know, wearing two hats? You got daughters, sons at home, wife at home, and yet football season. You coach the Dowling sophomores, yeah. And yet you're not a teacher in the building. That is something special. I know Claude Wilkins does the same. And to both you and all your staff, and we want to mention your staff too. But yeah. You know, why do you? People ask, well, why do you do it?
Right. You know, it's you know, when I had an opportunity to play here, you know, Coach Morrow did something for me that, you know, you would have I've never thunk, and he really made me buy into a system, and it made me a better person, better man. And I always thought, you know, if I had ever had the opportunity, I wanted to give back, and that's what I tried to do. I mean, it meant so much to me at the time, and I know. The kids aren't much different, and when you can really touch a kid personally, and he becomes a better person, a better kid because of the game of football, then that becomes something special, and that's what I try to do.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good reason to
yeah.
give back. Well, talk about your coaching staff. I'd be remiss because I'm going to hear from them if I say, hey, you didn't ask Metaldo about us, and I said, well, I can't forget your assistant coaches that help you, and they do. I kid a lot around with a lot of staff, as you know, but they actually do a pretty good job.
Well, you know, they do. I mean, and that's what makes us, you know, so well. I mean, we coach together, we're friends together, and we prepare. And our receiving coach is Tyrone Tyler, former Dowling player. Tommy Gall is our offensive line coach. He's a former Dowling player. Todd Crandall has been around for a very, very long time. He helps us with the defensive backs. And
he's a veteran.
And all those guys are Dowling guys. Jay Hoskey is a former South Tama head coach, and he's here for the very first time. And then Jarek Seifert, who coaches our running backs, and this is his third or fourth year, and I think he's really bought into what we do. And when you have coaches and the continuity that we do, top to bottom, I mean, eighth grade all the way up to the varsity, and you have that continuity, that's when good things happen.
All right. Well, Jim, I appreciate you taking time to come up here. Usually, now how are you going to catch up with what they made adjustments for halftime? How are you going to do this? Because we took you away from your halftime responsibility. That's getting with Coach Wilson, calling the plays. You got 42 points here in the first half.
Yeah.
So if we don't have 80 by the end, something happened.
And
it's with you because we took you away.
Well, I'm up in the press box with Coach Tommy Gall.
Where is that press box at? I gave
him all my notes to send down.
Where is your press box at? I'm just curious.
You know, we found ourselves in the corner of the visitor stands, and
you're in the 1200 block of Creston, by the way. I think where you're sitting.
What's funny is I see so many people I know, and they're trying to catch my attention, and you know, we're having a little bit of fun, but yet obviously we got a little bit of a job to do here.
Jim Cataldo, thanks for joining us at halftime, and I kid you all the time, but great job by you and the staff, and I know you have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun, but the kids buy into this. They know team. They do that every day. They live that every day, and they get better every day, and that's guys like you that do that. Did I say that on the radio?
I appreciate
it. Just like you wrote it down. Okay, I got it. Jim, thanks.
Yes.
Jim Cataldo, my halftime guest. We'll take a break. We do have halftime statistics. Kurt Zimmerman just texted them over to me. I appreciate that, Kurt. We'll have those when we return. As both teams making their way back to the field here at halftime, Dowling leading Lincoln 42-14 on a great night here on Des Moines' south side. Temperature in the upper 60s as we begin the second half. And we'll be back with more after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamiya & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamiya & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamiya's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamiya & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TamiyaAndSons.net.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
This is the only place to hear every play of every Dowling Catholic High School football game. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, we're back here at Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines' south side, about ready to begin the second half. Dowling leading Lincoln 42-14 alongside Dave Marcoulet, Mark Amadale. John Chido has made his way back to the Dowling sideline. And, Dave, we got some first-half statistics. And how about this for total offense for both teams? They're both even. Dowling with 287 yards of total offense and Lincoln with 287. Lincoln has thrown for 262 of their 287 yards. Dowling has passed for 66 yards, but the Maroons have rushed the ball for 221 yards in the first half. Lincoln with just 25 yards of rushing in that first half. Let me run down some of the other stats here in the first half. Maroons with 12 first downs, Lincoln with 13. And quarterback Will McElvain for Lincoln, 23 completions and 34 attempts, 262 yards and two touchdowns. And Dowling's Blake Clark, 5 of 6 for 66 yards and no touchdowns and no interceptions. Jason Murray, the leading ball carrier for Dowling, 9 carries, 132 yards and 3 touchdowns. Marcus Miller, 2 carries for 39 yards, and John Smith, 4 carries for 34 yards. And Blake Clark, 2 carries for 16. For Lincoln, quarterback Will McElvain, we mentioned him being the leading rusher, 11 carries for 23 yards for the Rails. And the leading receiver is Kimmel for Lincoln, 6 catches for 111 yards. And Vaughn Fleming, 10 catches for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead the Rails. And Dowling has Anthony Coppola with 3 catches for 35 yards, and Murray, 1 catch for 22. And we're underway here in the second half, Dave, as Lincoln will kick off. And it'll be fielded by Jason Murray at the one-yard line. Jason across the 20, across the 30, 35, stood up and bounced off a tackle at the 40 and finally pushed back. And he'll be tackled right around the call and forward progress at the 36-yard line as we're underway. But how about those first-half numbers, Dave? Both teams really got after it.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty consistent with what we would expect. With Dowling, as far as Jason Murray, it'll be 130-some yards. That's usually what he gets in a half. And outstanding running back. Lincoln throwing for so many yards is probably the surprise of the first half, Mark. And McElvain's done a great job throwing the ball.
Well, the Dowling offense takes the field. The tight end will be Spencer Smith, number 13. He'll line up on the left side. Maroons with the first down from their own 36-yard line. And now the handoff on the read option. Quarterback Blake Clark gives it to his tailback and bowling his way across the 40, still on his feet. And, Dave, there's that scrum. First down Maroons, and Jesse Alger and company leading the way. And Jason Murray picks up the first down.
Well, I don't want to say the name, but one of the Dowling linemen really missed his block bad that time, and the defensive tackle slanted inside and was able to make the tackle on Murray, probably behind the line of scrimmage, but Murray just refused to go down, absolutely refused.
Well, that was one where Jason Murray kept his legs going, and the offensive line kind of helped him along and ended up being a scrum. Back to throw is Clark. Fires the ball downfield, looking for in goal, and is caught by Sam inside the 35, down inside the Lincoln 25-yard line. First down, and goalie on a go route on the far sideline, running that fly route, and they're going to spot him down right at the 34 of Lincoln.
And there's a late flag on the play, Mark, and I think this is going to be called on Dowling for a little after the play action. Clear back here, back by Blake Clark.
Well, 20-yard
ineligible player downfield is what they call.
That'll wipe everything out. It's a 20-yard pass reception from Sam Ngoli, and they're going to mark it off in the line of scrimmage. So it'll be first down Dowling, first and 15. They move the ball back to the 41 of the Maroons.
Yeah, there are some pushing and shoving going on. I thought they were going to call something on one of those two young men, but Blake Clark really threw a nice pass on that. They faked that toss and threw to Ngoli going straight down the field. Just a nice pass. Unfortunately, Lyman goes downfield.
And the handoff goes to Murray, and Jason finds it tough going on the right side. And he may have gotten up to, actually lost a yard, back to the 39. He'll lose two, and it'll bring up second down and 17.
Yeah, Dowling's got their work cut out for him, the Dowling offense here with second and 17. Let's see what they can put together here, Mark. They're going to come out and really spread the field out this time.
All right, here in the third quarter, 10:45 remaining. Dowling 42, Lincoln 14. Dowling going north to south. Handoff goes to Murray. He's still on his feet, and he's stacked up right at the 45-yard line for a gain of six. And it's tough going in there. Lincoln has not went away, Dave. Dowling has not been able to put him away. And now we've got a late penalty flag thrown by the umpire.
And that's I think that's going to be on Dowling. I think they're just
I think they're going to get Muhammad. They're going to get Muhammad Mamor. For Lincoln with
there's a lot of talking going
on. With talking to Jason Murray, and now the penalty was dropped. And I think the Lincoln, they're going to take Mamor out. We'll see. You might be right, Dave. They haven't indicated the penalty yet. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline for the first time here in the second half. That's where John Chido is at tonight. And John, take it away.
I tell you, I was standing right here when Sam Ngoli made that catch, and that ball couldn't have been placed in a better spot. The defender was in a great position, and Sam was able to get one foot in bounce, but unfortunately had a legal man downfield. And it's starting to get a little chippy out here, Mark and Dave, between the Dowling and Lincoln players.
They just whistle a penalty against Dowling. They'll move the Maroons back to the 30-yard line. Personal foul penalty after Murray's run. So Dowling penalized again. It's third and 26 for the Maroons. Back to throw is Clark. Sets up, fires the ball right side. The pass is caught by Ngoli. And he gets up to near the original line of scrimmage, which was the rails for the Dowling, rather, 46-yard line. So a gain of 16, but it'll be shy of the first down. So Ngoli with another catch. Unfortunately, the first one didn't count from 20 yards.
Yeah, I was looking at the offensive line there that time, Mark, to see who was in, because I think there was a change, and it was probably with the young man who penalty was on.
Alex Curtin is not dressed tonight for Dowling, the starting right guard, and now here is the
nice
punt by
kick.
Dowling.
Very
that's Riley
nice.
Schmidt. Bounces inside the Lincoln 30, takes a Dowling bounce inside the 15, and that's where it'll be downed at, right around the 15, 12-yard line, if you will. So Lincoln will take over first and 10 from their own 12-yard line with 9:33 remaining here in the third quarter. Dowling 42, Lincoln 14 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And we want to thank Northwest Bank, Borden Arrows Pizza, in their 40th year, along with Skeffington's Formalware and Steve DeVinny at Raymond James for supporting our broadcast. Down to the Dowling sideline once again. That's where John Chido is at tonight, John.
Well, unfortunately, that penalty stalled that drive for Dowling, and nice catch and pitch and catch of Sam Ngoli and Blake Clark, but it wasn't enough to get the first down. And then Dowling capitalized on a nice punt and flip the field position and see if it can force Lincoln to go three and out here.
All right, Lincoln with the first down at their own 10-yard line is where they spot the punt down. Back to throw McIlvain out of the shotgun, and he runs it upfield and gets across the 10 up near the 14-yard line. Dave, did somebody come and bail you out? Oh, my God.
Steve Corey.
Oh.
Remember Steve Corey?
Yeah. He's a tremendous fullback for Dowling back in the day.
Yes, he was. Dowling could use him down there tonight because that young man is very difficult to bring down, even at his age.
All right. Gain of four. Now McElveen running for his life, tries to run over the right side, and he ran into John Wagner, and he makes a stop back at the 11-yard line, a loss of three for the Rails. So,
and that was going back to that first series for Dowling, that was not a good first series, Mark. A lot of mental mistakes. The coaches will not be happy with that. Let's see what the defense can do now with this tricky Lincoln offense and see what they did on the contain efforts of the quarterback.
All right, it's third down and nine for Lincoln on their own 11-yard line. McIlvain with three receivers left, two to the right. Quarterback draw. McIlvain keeps it, and he's hit and dropped as he crosses the 15. May have lunge forward to the 17, and they'll give them a gain of 6, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Rails. Good coverage by the Maroon defense, trying to keep that explosive young man, Will McIlvain, the outstanding senior quarterback for Lincoln, who going to Iowa State next year to be on the be a walk-on and more likely as a quarterback, and he'll give them some pretty good looks, but yeah. They contained him there.
Malik McGregor did a nice job staying home, and again, Dowling really doing a nice job tackling tonight.
All right, McIlvain will stay in and punt the ball, stands back at his 5, receives the snap, gets it away. Nice spiral kick. And it's fielded by Dowling, and that is Marcus Miller at the 30, at the 50 rather, inside the 40, inside the 15, 10, and he's angling towards the far sideline. Did he get in?
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Marcus Miller again. And we're going to call that a 55-yard punt return, Dave. That's his second of the night.
And they probably, first of all, I'm shocked he caught the ball. He was surrounded by people, and the guy just catches it anyway and takes off, and even the Lincoln players are just shocked down here, or the Lincoln fans right in front of us, that he was able to break that tackle and go, Mark. Beautiful.
He has a 35-yard punt return back in the second quarter, this one from 55 yards out. So the Maroons score again. It's 48-14. Riley Smith's extra point is up and good. So with 7:39 remaining here in the third quarter, it's Dowling 49, Lincoln 14, back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Dowling Catholic Sports is brought to you in part by St. Gregory Retreat Centers. Substance abuse can be a powerful addiction that often goes untreated. St. Gregory Retreat Centers is capable of treating even the worst cases of substance abuse. Their recovery program teaches traditional Catholic virtues and provides access to daily mass and reconciliation. If you or anyone you know is dealing with substance abuse, give St. Gregory a call at 888-778-5833 or visit them online at stgregoryctr.com.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Spread the word. We're the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Hutchins Stadium on a very cool and pleasant night here in Central Iowa. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcouli, and John Chido. And the game clock is now going to run as Dowling has now once again got the running clock going. Leading 49-14, high school football. If you lead by 35 points or more in the second half, the clock continues to run, and Dowling's got the running clock here. The kickoff by Riley Smith, fielded by Harrison for Lincoln, and that's Jackson Harrison on the return. He returns it to the 20-yard line. That's where the Rails will have it. First and 10 from their own 20. And Will McIlvain at quarterback. What a first half he had. All-purpose yardage included. McIlvain the give to his tailback, and gets a couple yards up across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Dave?
You don't see much of Mark. You don't see a whole lot of that. Lincoln running the ball. My handoff.
A handoff right up the gut they did as they gave it to their tailback. Usually they'll throw it most every down.
And I don't blame Coach Summey. If I was coaching this Lincoln team, I'd want to keep it in McIlvain's hand too, because he is the one who can make something happen.
All right, McIlvain out of the shotgun. He's got a back to in the backfield with him. And back to throw. Well, now to run is McIlvain, as he has back there. Dominic Bedonia is his tailback. McIlvain will keep it, and he's run out of bounds on the near sideline right in front of us at about the 33-yard line. That's good enough for a first down.
One of the Dowling defenders was in Mitchell Riggs' way, so he kind of removed him and went and assisted on the tackle. Boy, that Mitchell Riggs can cover some territory.
He's had he had a pick six in the last game to start things off. Right now it's 3rd and 3. It wasn't a first down. 3rd and 3 from the 27-yard line is where they spot him out of bounds. And now pass incomplete. McIlvain hit. And
right through his hands,
right,
Mark.
Through the hands of the receiver on a ball that he had pressure on. Trent Kimmel was the intended receiver and couldn't handle it. It's fourth down now for Lincoln.
He's having a discussion with Bordenero right now, and Nick's probably saying, how in the world can you drop that ball? It was right in your hands, man. Come on, man.
Lincoln going for it here, Dave.
I'm sure Bordenero knows a lot of these guys.
I'm sure he does, too. They come into the family business.
Yeah.
A lot of times. They might be there tonight. And now McIlvain slings a pass, incomplete, a little sidearm pass. Intended receiver that time for Lincoln was Trent Kimmel, and well covered by the Maroons. Brandon Wechter on coverage for Dowling, and the Maroons will take over as the game clock continues to run on the during the mercy rule here.
Yeah, that play was designed all the way to go to him, fortunately, because Vaughn Fleming was doing a fly pattern on the top one-on-one coverage. And, Mark, he had some distance between him and the Dowling defender.
All right, the center is Greg Hagan for Dowling. 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Dowling 49, Lincoln 14. Blake Clark remains a quarterback. Kroll and Goff are the guards. And now a little read option, the handoff and the jet sweep to Connor Jackman. He tries to turn the corner, and he's well contained by the Lincoln defense as the line of scrimmage was the 27, and I think it'll remain right around the 27. We've got a Dowling player down.
It's Jesse Alger, and that's not good. The right tackle for Dowling Catholic.
As a jet sweep to the right, maybe a yard down to the 26-yard line is where it'll spot it, and Jesse is down, and that's not good. Just mentioned Alger, Kroll, the right tackle and right guard. On the left side, Mitch Goff and Charlie Nank. We'll probably see Tyler Holmes, Nate Collins, Tom Deary. We've seen Adam Topping, who got the start at right guard, and now we see Alger down, and that is not good news. So with 4:13 remaining here in the third quarter, Dowling leading Lincoln 49-13. Alger now getting up under his own power. That is good to see.
That's good to see that he's up so quickly.
And he's right in front of the Dowling bench and walking off under his own power. So hopefully.
And Mark, he's 6'4", 335, so you can't miss him. When you wanted to see who was injured and is he okay, you can see him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to remember, Alex Curtin is not dressed tonight. He's the right guard, and Jesse is the right tackle. So that right side of the Maroon offensive line taking a hit. And of course, before the season start, Des Moines Southside own Zach Ross went out with an ACL injury. And he's the extended on the coaching staff with Alex or Coach Pollock. And Coach Jim Williams. So
it looks like Adam Kroll is in there for Jesse Alger.
All right, handoff Murray on a second and nine. Murray up the middle, and he's going to go. Hey, he's inside the five, touchdown as he gets inside the Bozen red zone. How about that 26-yard run for Murray?
Wow.
And Jason, I'll tell you what, Dave, he stopped, waited for a block, and just took off. He was like shot out of a cannon.
It's like he shot out of a cannon. The guy just stops. Greg Hagan got downfield and got a beautiful block, and it's unbelievable the acceleration that Jason Murray has. Right. I've never seen anything like it.
3:57 remaining, third quarter. The Maroons score again. They get inside the Bozeman the Flores red zone and score, and the extra point by Riley Schmidt is up and good. So the Maroons extend their lead to 56-14 over Des Moines Lincoln, and we'll take a break. With 3:57 remaining third quarter from Hutchins Stadium on Des Moines South Side, Dowling leads at 56-14. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tamio saying thank you, Bozeman the Flores, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozeman the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozeman, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozeman's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss. 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozeman.com.
And Dowling going three plays, 27 yards, capped off by Jason Murray's third touchdown, actually fourth touchdown of the night, Dave. He's got a 46-yard run, a 4-yard run, a 6-yard run, and now a 26-yard run. Dowling 56, Lincoln 14, and now the kickoff. And yeah, it was interesting. Did he fair catch that?
Yes, that was an interesting one.
So Lincoln Fair catches the kickoff.
On the 41.
And that's
31.
That's what we'll take over as we're.
What yard line are they? 33-yard line, Mark.
As we're in the running clock, we've got a sideline reporter down there, John Chido. Let's get him caught. Let's get caught up on the Dowling sideline with John Chido. Johnny?
Well, Greg Hagan had a great block there, and Jason Murray was able to hit that hole and get in the end zone. And a little background on Greg Hagan. His grandfather is the defensive coordinator for Lincoln, and his uncle is the head coach. So kind of a little story there for the Hagan family.
Isn't that amazing? You talk about the Summies. Yeah, all right. Here is a Lincoln with the football, and that is Devin Henderson who's got a first down. And the Maroons have got some new player personnel in there, Dave Marculia, but a first down for the Rails.
Yes, they do, and we'll try and get their names to you as time permits here, Mark. Let me get my pen working.
Well, Henderson on a 15-yard run gives the Rails a first down. Now McIlvain, a handoff on the read option, goes once again to Devin Henderson. He tries to scoot out of a tackle, and that didn't happen as he was hit and dropped that time by Connor Jackman, who turns around and plays on the defensive side wearing number 7.
Connor made a very nice tackle on that play. Kristen Feierstein is in at left defensive end. Number 72 in there, Mark, getting some reps. Wyatt Grubb, along with number 52, Nate Collins.
All right, it's 2nd and 13, Lincoln on their own 43. McIlvain remains the quarterback for the Rails. He's went the distance. Here's a snap, back to throw, fires the ball downfield, looking for Kimmel, and the pass is incomplete. And they're going to get Jackman for pass interference right at the Rail splitter 30 or 25-yard line.
You know, Jackman did a nice job on the coverage, but he never turned his head. If he just would have turned his head, it would not have been pass interference.
So the penalty will be 15 yards against the Maroons, and that'll put Lincoln in Dowling territory after they mark it off. Should be inside the 40 where the Rails have it. I want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio's coverage of Dowling Catholic football in our 41st year of covering the Maroons on Friday nights. Our thanks to Steve DeVinny at Raymond James, to me and Sons, Skevington's Formal Wear, and Licktide Family Dentistry. All right, penalty pushed the ball to the Dowling 42. Pass interference on the Maroons. Here's McIlvain back to throw, fires it out, and slings it over there. It's caught. That's Carter Storm with the catch, and he's near a first down inside the 35 of Dowling. I'm going to spot him down at the 31. That should be good enough for a first down, gain of 11.
You know, you got to give credit to these Lincoln receivers too, Mark, because McIlvain does not throw a soft ball. He throws that ball hard. And there have been very few drop balls tonight.
And, David, he got so many angles with his ball.
Yes, he
sidearm
does.
Over the top, and then he throws so well going against the grain. He's a right-hander, but he rolls to his left, and he can just fire a fastball. Now first down Lincoln from the actually 32-yard line, and McIlvain
will keep it.
Thought he was going to run it, then he unleashed it, and he tried to find Vaughn Fleming, and it was nearly picked off.
And you know who had it right in his hands, who would have been awfully happy, is Nick Bordenero had that interception.
Yeah, well,
too bad.
A lot of folks will be going over to Bordy's after the game, whether you're Lincoln fans, Dowling fans.
He could have brought that football.
You're trying to give him a pick six right here on the Southside Stadium that he grew up in the shadows of.
Yeah, I know he's got a lot of buddies on this Lincoln team, I would assume.
Oh, no, they are.
And he could have had a big pick six right there.
All right, Lincoln with two receivers right. And John King, number 19, split out wide left. Here's McIlvain. Fires the ball down. It's caught by Harrison. Jackson with the ball and a penalty flag down. Face mask on the Maroons. And I think they're going to get Charlie Johnson for the face mask. Nice catch that time by Jackson Harrison. He gets inside the 30. And a penalty flag stops the clock with 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Dowling leading 56-14 over Lincoln. Officials now will mark off the penalty, personal foul, face mask. That's the 15-yarder. Gives the Maroons a first down, or rather Lincoln a first down at the Dowling 15, Dave.
Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. Clock must stop on penalties, huh?
No, it's not supposed to.
I didn't think so either. All right, timeouts. There are three.
Timeouts and scores. Back to throw McIlvain. Throws his right, caught by Fleming, and he's run out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds by the Maroons. And the tackle by Rex Kromkowski. Kromkowski with the stop. And the game clock, that'll run out the quarter, so they'll put him out of bounds at the 10, a gain of 5. So we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score, Dowling 56, Lincoln 14. Alongside Dave Marcoulet, this is Mark Amadale, John Chido on the sidelines. Back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School Football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, where clear and frequent communication allows him to offer sound advice and appropriate investments to help you attain your financial goals. Steve DeVinny has been serving your community for 23 years. 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, life well planned.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium. We begin the fourth quarter. Dowling with the lead, 56-14. We'll have the continuous clock. Dave's got an extra coat, courtesy of Mr. Corey. And back to throw McIlvain. From the Dowling 10-yard line, fires in the end zone. He overthrew everybody, incomplete. Connor Jackman back there for the Maroons, and the intended receiver was Trent Kimmel for Lincoln.
Rex Kromkowski, a senior linebacker, 6'1", 185, was inches away from a sack there. He almost had the Lincoln quarterback.
So it should be second down now for the Rails. I'm sorry, third and six for Lincoln. The ball at the 10-yard line. Lincoln can get a first down inside the 4-yard line of Dowling. McIlvain sends Vaughn Fleming in motion right to left. Here's the snap. McIlvain looks to his right, and he dumps it off, and it is caught, and that is Devin Henderson with it. And he stacked up near the 7-yard line for a gain of 3, and I'll bring up fourth down and about 3 for the Rails.
And again, the second unit coming in and doing an outstanding job of making the pre-snap adjustments. They just know exactly what to do. Well-coached team.
So a gain of 3 that time. Lincoln going for it on fourth down. And we're going to call it about 3, maybe 4 yards from the 7-yard line. Rails can get a first down right inside the 4. Here's McIlvain with the snap. Back to throw. Has pressure. Now runs out of it. And now running for his life. Rolls to his left. Fires in the end zone. The pass is caught at the goal line. Did he get in? No signal yet. Touchdown. Touchdown Rails. That's Carter Storm with the catch. And I'll tell you what, McIlvain put on a show there. He avoided most of the Dowling defense, who was on basically a blitz, Dave, and he got out of it and found and bought time.
I thought we had him for a sack. It was Nick Bordenaro and Rex Kromkowski who were giving chase, and I thought they had him marked there just inches from throwing him to for about a 20-25 yard loss.
Yeah, that would have been over on down. So the touchdown pass goes for 7 yards to Storm. Extra point now is up, and it is good by Josh Rocha Medias. And it's 56-21 with 10:23 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling with the lead. We'll take a timeout and be back with a kickoff here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 9 o'clock.
All right, back here at Hutchins Stadium as Lincoln went 10 plays, 69 yards, capped off by quarterback Will McElvain's 7-yard touchdown pass to his receiver, Carter Storm. Extra points, it was good. 56-21 is our score. Dowling with the lead over Lincoln. That capped off a 10-play, 69-yard drive as we're still in the middle of the running clock as Zach Prey in at quarterback for the Maroons. And on first down, the handoff right up the gut to probably a new tailback here, Dave Marcouli, as the Maroons are now going to start to empty their offensive bench.
That was Quentin Wellmaker, a junior. I don't believe we've called his name this year, have we,
Oh,
Mark?
Yes, we have. He was injured earlier. He plays on defense and on offense, so that'll be second down and 9. Dowling taking over on their own 30-yard line. Line of scrimmage is a 31, and now
nice pass.
A nice little quick pass by Prey, and it's caught on the far sideline right in front of the Dowling bench. Nice reception that time by big number 84, and that is Zach Roaring on the catch.
Very nice catch by Zach. Nicely thrown ball by Zach Prey. Zach Prey is a junior quarterback.
All right, the Maroons have a 3rd and 2. Line of scrimmage is their own 38-yard line. Here's the snap. Prey the handoff. Running on the left side is Tegan Johnson. He's got the first down the far sideline, and he pushes the pile into Lincoln territory, Dave, with second effort and dropped at about the 45 of Lincoln.
Well, he started waiting for his blocking, and I think he decided they were too slow, so he just kind of took off and turned the corner and went up and picked up the first down.
Does that happen?
Yeah, that happened that time.
Nice. And he picked up 17 yards and a first down. Here's a snap. Prey the handoff. They work the left side. Running
Same
with
play.
It is Quentin Wellmaker. And he angles towards the Dowling sideline, and he's right out of bounds. So Wellmaker on the run there.
Yeah, same exact play. And, you know, that's what I would do. If you got a first down off at one time, why not get a first down off at a second? Run it until they stop it.
All right, they put the ball down to the 37. Wellmaker picks up 8 yards. We're going to get down to John Scheido when the Dowling reserves are also going hurry up, as what you would expect, as the quarterback is Zach Prey. And Prey a little swing pass to the left side of the formation, caught and out of bounds with after the catch is the Dowling receiver, and that is number 86,
Mason,
and that is
Heckman.
Mason Heckman.
And they're Dowling's running on the other side of the field, so it's very hard for Mark Hyde to see what's happening here.
This is where it pays to be higher.
We
in
aren't
the
at Valley Stadium,
no.
Are we, Mark?
No, we don't need the binoculars much here. First down Maroons at the Lincoln 29. Heckman's catch was for 12 yards. And here is a...
Oh, beautiful run. Right and, up the middle. And he wasn't going to stop.
That's Tegan Johnson on the carry, and you're right. Went right up the gut with the handoff.
And he was not going to stop. He just kept his feet going, Mark, and I lost track of how far, but it looked a good 20 yards on that run.
He brought down at the 15-yard line. He gained 14 on the carry, Dave, so it's 1st and 10, Dowling. And now they stop the clock here with 6:42 remaining. Dowling leading 56-21, and we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a one-minute break with the score, Dowling 56, Lincoln 21. 6:41 remaining, 4th quarter, back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Friday nights never sounded better. You're listening to Dowling Catholic High School Football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
And welcome back to Hutchins Stadium. And now Dowling with a third down play, or first down play. Handoff goes to Quentin Wellmaker down the far sideline, and Davey gets in. Touchdown. Touchdown Maroons from 15 yards out. Quentin Wellmaker scoring, and makes the score 62-21 Maroons, pending the extra point. And nice run. They ran the stretch play
same
to left
play.
Side.
Same play again.
They ran every play towards the Dowling sideline, away from us.
They're just trying to make it difficult on us, Mark.
All right. Extra point attempt coming for the Maroons, and that is Austin Noblock in, the left footer up, and the extra point is no good, wide right. So the score remains Dowling 62, Lincoln 21, alongside Dave Marculli, Mark Amadeo. We'll keep it here during the change of possession before the kickoff. John Chido's been over in the Dowling sideline. Dave, we've missed him on two breaks, so he's got to have some good stuff for us.
John,
now.
You got the next 10 minutes. Take it away, buddy.
Well, you're making it awful tough.
Go ahead, John.
I'm trying to think of what I was going to say, but that's a great job out of Tegan Johnson, the sophomore running back for Dowling, and Quentin Wellmaker. Both those two guys had some nice rushes and made that drive go. And there was a nice catch by Zach Roaring, and then it's a Heckman. Had a nice catch. I think it was only two pass plays, but it was Tegan Johnson and Quentin Wellmaker.
You got eight more minutes.
Eight more minutes? Well, I can talk about that fire pit. You know, I have one. We put it out in Skiggs driveway, you know, every Friday night after the games.
That's a gathering spot, one of many here on the south side. Johnny kind of – Dave doesn't know how to find it, John. That's the problem. He is. Did you drive your motorcycle tonight?
You know what I was thinking about
I
doing
wondered
it,
about.
But I decided I better not. I'm getting too old. I'd fall asleep on the doggone thing.
Hey, John, that offensive consultant that was our halftime guest, Mr. Cataldo, why did he run every play to the left over towards you guys? Because, you know, we're on the low side over here. We could barely see, and that did not help our cause.
Well, he told me he was going to do that just to make you guys work a little extra hard there and have Dave use those binoculars a little more.
I was using them. I had to.
It's not like you guys are sitting up real high either.
No, we're not. And we're not going to go up there. We're right next to us, the Lincoln Press Box. That's not a whole lot of room up there, Dave.
No.
And it's all awful far up there. All right, here is the kickoff by the Maroons. As high kick fielded by the rails, and a nice return that time, running to the near side for Lincoln and turning up field, and that will be, is that Hill with it, I think.
Well, he just flat out dropped
it. Oh, that's Malachi Thongvan. Thongvan on the return.
Yeah, he
nice
flat
job.
Out dropped it, and then he picked it up and just took off, and was Jack Beltram making the tackle. Or Jack Bertram.
Bertram making the tackle, and the game clock now continues to run. We're at 6 minutes in the running clock. First down rails from their own 46-yard line. Dowling well in hand with tonight's game. They lead it 62-21. The only blemish, a missed extra point by the Maroons. That just happened.
Michael Ortega in there. Zach Calvert in there on the front line.
That was Andrew Feltz who kicked off for the Maroons, number 37, another sophomore who been brought up for this contest, and Feltz with a nice kick, kind of a pooch kick, if you will.
Nick Leon getting some snaps in there at cornerback is Colton Sanders. Also, we have in there Wyatt Grubb at linebacker, number 90 is Rex Kromkowski playing some linebacker. I'll let you call the play, Mark.
All right, here's a handoff right up the gut for Lincoln, and the give is to Devin Henderson. And he's still loose, and he's near a first down, gets into Dowling territories across the 50, down to the Maroon 44-yard line, and that's good enough for a 12-yard run and a Lincoln first down.
A Dowling defender had him, but he missed the tackle, went to the ground. That's one thing you don't want to do when you make a tackle. Stay on your feet and make the tackle.
All right, first down Lincoln at the Dowling 43. Back to throw is Vaughn Fleming, still, or rather Will McIlvain with it. And he stops right inside the 40, tries to make a cut, and loses balance and drilled at the 39.
Yeah, he dropped down pretty fast there. I think he has taken enough shots for the night, especially with the lead that they have.
Game clock continues to run, 4:20 remaining.
In fact, are you surprised he's still in there?
I am.
The worst thing that could happen is that he would get injured in a game when they're...
Yeah, Will goes the distance, and no matter what the score, he did that last week against the Ankeny, and he led him to a late drive to avoid the shutout. Now McIlvain will keep the football, and he just takes the dive right inside the 30, picks up the first down.
I think that's what their coach is telling them to do, go ahead and stay in there and finish this game, but do not get hit because he's dropping down before every tackle.
It's hard to do. He
would take those shots earlier.
Hard to do in a grass field to try to slide, but he just kind of drops down right before the defender gets there. And here's McIlvain with the first down at the Dowling 28. Back to throw, fires in the end zone. The ball is picked off.
Beautiful.
Intercepted by the Maroons. Hey, coming over
Ashton
the top.
Ashton Brown.
Is Ashton Brown, the junior defensive back, came over the top. Pass intended for Harrison. Jackson Harrison running the route on the far sideline and intercepted by Brown.
What a beautiful read by Ashton Brown on that. He just read that ball and cut right in front of the intended receiver and made the catch.
Yeah, John Chido, you're down there. Did Ashton Brown for Dowling at playing safety or looked like he climbed the ladder and had that well timed?
Yeah, Ashton's playing free safety, and he broke on that ball. And Lincoln receiver Jackson Harrison, I don't think he expected him to step in front of him like that. In fact, I was watching Jackson Harrison, the Lincoln receiver. I thought it was going to be 6 points, and then out of nowhere, Ashton broke on that ball and made a great play, not only catching it, but keeping his feet in bounds.
Yeah, no question about it. Dowling with the first down on the Lincoln, or their own 5-yard line, and they run a handoff in the backfield. And is that Tegan Johnson?
Justin.
Chase Hauschild in there now as the Maroons go further down their depth chart. And Hauschild is run out of bounds for no gain, they're going to say. So it'll be 2nd and 10 Maroons from their own 5-yard line. Final as the game clock approaches the 2-minute mark. I want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, and Dental Associates for supporting our broadcast tonight. Our thanks also to Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and St. Gregory Retreat Center, some of our supporters here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now we've got a penalty flag down, and Lincoln pointing to the Dowling offensive line. Might be a procedure here, Dave. You're going to get some more names?
Yeah, let's try and get some names here. Ben Means is getting some stats on the line. Nate Ray in there at, I'm not sure if he's in there at guard or center. I believe he's in there at right guard.
Ball moved back to the 3-yard line is half the distance to the goal on the penalty by Dowling. So Maroons with a 2nd and 12. Maroons are going to try to take as much time off the play clock as they can. Minute and a half remaining, and the game clock running down. The play clock at 9. And here's a snap, and the handoff by Zach Prey, the Dowling quarterback, goes right up the gut. And is that Hauschild again?
Johnson on the
carry. That's Tegan Johnson, and he'll exit the game.
Matt English in there, and I'm pretty certain Matt's at center.
So a 5-yard gain by Tegan Johnson. Maroons bringing another tailback.
You know, it's hard enough getting these numbers when the kids are just standing there and you're not quite sure what position is that kid standing over the ball or not. But it's Matt English. Matt got a nice block on that last play. Got downfield. He is at center.
All right,
did
Hauschild,
a nice job.
Hauschild in it to the tailback, and he'll get the handoff left side, looking for a hole, still on his feet, and finally dropped. And that'll bring up 4th down for the Maroons with 35 seconds remaining, and that might do it.
I tell you, there's some good downfield blocking that time by Ben Means and Matt English again, double-teaming, and nice job by this this offensive line.
Well, the rail splitters call timeouts. They're going to force Dowling into a punt situation.
Really?
28 seconds remaining. And it's 62-21. We'll take a timeout and be back. You're listening to Dowling Catholic Football. The Maroons lead it here in the final 28 seconds of the fourth quarter, 62-21. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Your donation to the Catholic Tuition Organization makes a huge difference for kids and their families who want to send their children to Catholic schools, just can't afford it. Get 65% of your donation as an Iowa income tax credit, and then deduct the whole amount when you itemize on your federal return. Adds up to huge savings. Some give stock, others grain, some on a credit card. Hey, we even accept checks. Pledge or donate online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family. A great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
And we're back here at Hutchins Stadium as Dowling forced a punt, and from his own end zone, Riley Schmidt gets the punt away, and he boots it to the 40-yard line. So he gets a 40-yard punt, and Jackson Harrison on the return for a couple yards. So it'll be first down Lincoln from their own 38-yard line, or from the Dowling 38-yard line, but that'll do it. Lincoln will not take the field, and that is our final score, 62-21, Dave. Dowling rolls tonight over Des Moines Lincoln. They have now won 16 in a row, dating back to last year, and they improved their record to 6-0, 2-0 in district play with a 62-21 win over Des Moines Lincoln. So just like that, the Maroons move on to next week, and they'll play another Lincoln team. It'll be Council Bluffs Lincoln in Council Bluffs, and we'll make that trek there, Dave Marcoulier, next Friday night.
We will, Mark, and this Lincoln team in Council Bluffs is going to be a little bit different than this one.
I think you're probably right. I don't doubt that. But the Maroons win it 62-21. John Chido is on the Dowling sideline, and he's going to catch up with head coach Tom Wilson and maybe a few other players. We haven't talked about players of the game, maybe to get on the post-game show. John and I were talking this week about it a little bit.
I have one, Malik McGregor.
We talked to him last week.
Well, let's talk to him again.
No.
He had a good game.
John Chido, jump in
we'll
here.
We'll let John do it.
No, help me out here.
Pick him out, John.
Help me out. What are you guys thinking?
Well, we were talking a few names this week about some. One is the Bordenero young
Nick
man.
Nick Bordenero.
Bordenero. Yeah. Got to get him on.
Bordenero and
maybe an offensive player, John.
Mitch Goff. I know we've had him on.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch has already been on. His dad would love that, though.
You know, you could talk to Adam Topping to find out how he
Adam Topping
coming in to replace Alex Curtin.
Okay. Well, we'll kind of leave it there. I know we'll get the game stats sent over. Any other ideas, John?
Greg Hagan.
Oh, there you go. Never thought. Dowling Center. Why not? All right. There you go. Hagan
with
and Bordenero.
With the interesting story with Lincoln.
Yeah, it certainly would be. All right. Again, the final. Dowling 62, Lincoln 21. Our final here from Hutchins Stadium. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier. I want to thank the cast tonight. They did a great job behind the scenes. You always got to have a good cast behind the scenes. And they did a great job tonight. Brady Grimm and Jeff Piggott on the board, along with the watchful eye of Jeb Eichert. I want to thank them for all they do. As we wrap up our coverage here tonight, we'll start our postgame show in a moment. Both teams are in the respective huddles on the field. Coaches giving last-minute instructions following tonight's game. But the Maroons, winners now of 16 in a row, defeat Des Moines Lincoln by the score of 62-21 here at Hutchins Stadium. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up right here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Northwest Bank, for your support of Dowling Catholic football broadcast. Northwest Bank is your community bank, offering accounts and services tailored to your needs with the flexibility to grow with you. Northwest Bank is committed to the communities they live in, and they are proud to support local athletes and celebrate their achievements in sports and the classroom. Northwest Bank would like to wish all the athletes good luck this season. Northwest Bank, online at bank-northwest.com. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you, Lichtig Family Dentistry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football Broadcast. Dr. Dave Lichtig brings 31 years of clinical experience and provides all phases of oral care for the entire family, young to old. His new offices feature state-of-the-art equipment with a small-town feel. Dr. Dave and his friendly, experienced staff care for you like your family. Located down the hill from Wellman's Pub and the Funny Bone in the village of Ponderosa, 580 Market Street, Suite 102, West Des Moines, 515-493-0500. Online at drdavedds.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio saying thank you, Bozen the Florist, for underwriting my show, Catholic Connection, and also for your great support of Iowa Catholic Radio for more than 10 years.
Flowers are a timeless gift. At Bozen the Florist, we believe in providing the best services all over the globe. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and we've opened a new store in West Des Moines at West Glen Town Center. With Bozen's, you get fresh flowers 24-7 with same-day delivery anywhere in the world or around the corner. No rush, no fuss, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com.
Thank you, Skeffington's Formal Wear, for sponsoring Dowling Catholic High School football. In business since 1951, Skeffington's Formal Wear offers quality service, style, and selection, providing tuxedos, suits, and casual groom attire for weddings, proms, and any other special occasion. Skeffington's Formal Wear, with convenient locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Davenport, Coralville, and Ankeny. All locations are family-owned and operated by members in their respective communities, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Every play, every game, every Friday night, you're listening to Dowling Catholic High School football on the official radio station for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
All right, we're back here at Hutchins Stadium. Final score, Dowling 62, Lincoln 21. The Maroons got out to a 42-14 lead to start the first half, and then the Maroons roll in the second half as the Maroons win at 62-21 to go to 6-0 in the season, 2-0 in conference play or district play. Let's go down to the Dowling sideline and start our postgame reports, and John Chido has the Dowling center, Greg Hagan, as his first interview. John, take it away with Greg.
Well, Greg, this is a unique situation for you. Come back playing Lincoln, and your grandfather, defensive coordinator, your uncle, the head coach. Tell us a little bit about that, with the emotions of that. And
I love my grandpa and uncle and all, but when it comes to Lincoln Dowling, it's family divided. And, Christmases, Thanksgivings, every holidays, it's just Lincoln Dowling. And I think we've been waiting for this game all year, especially some of the Southside kids like Mitch and I. But I think out here it was a lot of fun, getting to play against my own family and getting to play with some of the kids I grew up with. So it was a cool environment, and I'm excited for next year for this game. It's one to remember.
Mark or Dave, do you have a question for Mr. Hagan?
Well, Greg, you played well despite the summy in you, because your grandfather, Dave, was a longtime coach in Indianola, and your uncle, Derek, I coached basketball here at Lincoln back in the day. So I know it's going to be exciting at the family table next time you visit.
Oh, yes, sir. I don't know how it's going to go down. I mean, might be some smack talk and talking next year, but I tell you what, got something to talk about this year, so go Dowling.
Well, getting back to the game, Greg, you've done a great job this year. Kind of a brand-new offensive line. You're into a starting role, and a little different than what you were, but it all starts up front. The guy holding the microphone's the offensive line coach in the eighth grade level. We all know that, and you guys have gelled very well, but injuries have started pecking away at your line.
The fall of Curtin was pretty bad, but he's back 2 weeks, get past Council Bluffs, and then he's back, and then obviously Ross is a big deal. It'd be nice to have him out there, but I think Curtin stepped up well this year. Get him back from the injury, and we'll have that O-line running again, and hopefully make it a fifth state championship.
And it all starts with you, Greg, because you got to make the calls, at least the line calls, before you snap the ball to Blake or Zach Prey.
It's kind of nice. I'm not the only one helping out there. I got Mitch, and I have Curtin out there kind of helping me out. At the end of the day, yeah, I'm the one making the calls, but it's nice to have, some of the older guys, and especially Curtin, helping me out making those calls, picking up linebacker blitzes and stunts. So.
Well, Greg Hagan, nice job at center. You've done a great job all year. Just a junior. We're counting on your experience next year, and don't rub it in too much to your grandfather and your uncle over on the Lincoln sideline, huh?
I'll try not to.
All right. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's Greg Hagan, the Dowling center. Big number 65 out there, 6'3", 225. Dave, I wouldn't want to get in his way either. I know.
No, he's a big boy, and I watched him tonight, and he really gets downfield. I know he got the big block on that last touchdown, and Greg's going to get better and better.
All right, we got another interview down there. John Chido has one of the Dowling linebackers, Nick Bordenaro, and that's a well-known name here on the south side. And, John, take it away with Nick.
Well, it sure is, and they serve great pizza, by the way. But, Nick, coming home, you grew up with a lot of these kids that you played against tonight, playing baseball and football with. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've played with a lot of these kids for most of my childhood, and it's weird being on the other side of the ball, but I got nothing but respect for those guys, and they're all great players.
You had a nice defensive plays. You almost had two picks, and one of them you could have took to the house, but, defensive, you're in the right spot and made a couple great breaks on the ball. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, really wanted it, especially off of Will. Played with him for years, but should have had it. Can't do anything about it now.
Mark or Dave, you have any questions for Nick?
You know, Nick, when you go against a quarterback like this who can really scramble, what does that do to you as a defensive player? What do you really have to focus on differently than someone who sits in the pocket?
Well, a lot of the times it's tough to tell if he's looking to throw it or run it. So whether you're staying coverage or go after him, he's really good at that. Makes it tough on us. But, he's a good player.
You know, I thought you guys did a great job of breaking down and making the tackles. He did not break very many tackles at all tonight, so congratulations on that. You guys must work a lot on tackling in practice.
Oh, yeah. He's a good runner. Same with Vaughn, number one. He's really slippery, so I thought we tackled well, yeah.
Well, Nick, I know you share that rover spot with John Schmidt, and, you know, John goes on the offensive end. You guys really don't miss a beat, and I know Dave and us, we've been calling your name and that, but I know this game's got to be pretty special for you. You got a lot of friends over here on the south side. Your family business is over here and over at Drake, and talk about the environment just coming in, leading into the game, going to maybe from last night to tonight and getting ready.
I mean, for some of us, this is as big of a game, if not bigger, than a Valley game or any playoff game. For us Southside guys, there's that much pride in it.
Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, you want everybody to succeed. You want Lincoln to win the rest of their games, and I'm sure they want you to do the same. But very competitive tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe they'll buy you a pizza at the restaurant, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Nick Bordenaro, one of the Dowling linebackers, joined us here on the postgame show as Dowling defeats Lincoln 62-21 here at Hutchins Stadium. Mark Amadale, Dave Marcoulier, John Chido down the field. He's going to hook up with head coach Tom Wilson. And, Dave, what a night it was for the Maroons. Hey, they're all hooked up. We'll get them. We'll send it to them. John, okay. Take it away with head coach Tom Wilson.
Coach, it started out to a little fast-paced game, and defense settled in that first half, and then you guys came out and played well the second half. A lot of nice drives, good defensive stands to force Lincoln to go three and out.
Yeah, we really just settled in, as you mentioned, and started running the football. I think Murray only had 13 carries, but they were certainly efficient. And defensively, you're going to give up some yards against that guy, and when they're going to throw it all the time, and then you start worrying about that, and then he takes off, or you have him corralled and he takes off. So, that part of it was tough, but Marcus Miller having two punt returns, hurt his shoulder early and then comes back in and does that. And so tremendous effort on his part, especially on that last one. I thought he should have fair caught it, and then next thing you know, here he appears and he's gone.
Yeah, that's what Dave and Mark and I were talking, is that he has a quick first step, and he has two guys in his face when he's catching the ball and be able to concentrate, not only catch the ball, and then make a first quick step and get upfield, and he does a great job of doing that.
Well, he does. He's fearless. And probably the best one we had was Michael Zachary back there, and he was so dynamic. But then, you know, Marcus is sure-handed, and he's got enough speed. And, you know, he reminds me of Luke DeVinny, who was really good back there for us. So, very fortunate to have him. Great effort, and it's going to be a big part of our game as we continue on.
You know, Jason Murray had a lot of nice carries, like you said, in the first half. He was with 13 carries, I think 126 yards. And then that last touchdown he had, he hit that hole quick and was able to get in the end zone.
He's explosive and really fast guy, and he doesn't need a big hole. But, you know, I thought defensively we handled their blitzing or offensively we handled their blitzing and things like that, and we're able to open up some holes. And, you know, there were a couple things in the pass game. We really didn't get into that because we were running the ball so well. But, you know, again, we just have to continue to try to keep getting better And that's really, it's like I told our kids afterwards, our focus this next week is us, and we've got a job to do, and hopefully they can buy into that and we can do that.
Mark or Dave, you have a question for Coach?
Well, yeah, Coach Wilson, congratulations. You're 2-0 in district play. I know that's probably the most important thing, moving on and getting those playoff points. But you go on the road next week. Go to Council Bluffs Lincoln. You know, they haven't had a whole lot of success, and I know it's kind of hard sometimes to keep the kids' attention, but it seems like this group has been able to find that out after the first series tonight. Lincoln takes the ball, goes 99.5 yards and scores, and that got their attention quick. I'm sure that'll be the same in Council Bluffs next Friday.
You'd sure hope so. I mean, we're going to see a lot of things on film, and we'll learn about us, and you know, we just have to continue to get better. I think that's, you know, the lull is, you know, we're not going to score 60-some points or 77 like last week. We're going to have to battle against some of these teams that we're going to hopefully end up playing towards the end of the year. So, again, we have to get better. You know, hopefully we're getting a little bit healthier. We should get a couple of guys back this next week and start putting the pieces to the puzzle back together.
You know, some of the unknowns in this team, you know, Dave and I try to cover everything, but young man, and I'm sure we talk about this on our pregame show, Coach, and that's Max Bay, your whip linebacker. He knocked down a pass early in the game that kind of stuffed the momentum, and those are some of the kids that don't get a lot of recognition but really work hard, and Max is one of those kids.
Oh, you're right. Max is a talented kid. He's a tough kid. You know, we like Kriegshauser, too. He's a longer body in there, and Scholes has done some good things. You know, you saw Nate Collins tonight and, you know, another junior doing some pretty good things. So we're starting to develop some depth there. I think Coach Campbell does such a tremendous job doing that and just kind of brings them along, and now they're being a little bit more productive. So hopefully that helps us down the line.
Well, the only game you're going to play this year on the grass field with the crown, so you can put that behind you. I think Council Bluffs has field turf, so that experiment has went away.
Well, it was foreign to our kids, to be honest with you. You know, they walk out here, and it's certainly different. But you know, a lot of us old timers, that's the way the game was played. But anymore, it's field turf.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Best of luck next week at Council Bluffs.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tom Wilson, the head football coach at Dowling, visiting with us here in the postgame show. And, Dave, who would ever think that we evolve into field turf 99% of the time except for tonight here at Lincoln? And it was kind of a big deal. I mean, the practice was altered. They had to get off the Dowling field and go to one of the side fields. And, you know, kids, they did better than what we thought. We didn't see a whole lot of slipping and falling, but it is different.
It absolutely is. You know, it's the first thing I noticed when I got here. I said, man, they got grass.
You're not used to seeing that.
I really thought everyone had turf now in the city, but I guess I was wrong.
Just Des Moines East.
Yep.
Yeah, the only ones. And then, of course, Roseville plays at Drake, and they have turf. But, North, Hoover, and Lincoln all still have grass for the time being. Hopefully they may change or may not.
Well, Hoover's another field we haven't played at in a long time.
It's been a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, getting the final tonight, Dowling 62, Lincoln 21. We're at Hutchins Stadium. We'll come back for final comments on tonight's game, along with Dave Marcouli. This is Mark Amadale, John Chidle making his way up here to the Hutchins Stadium press box when we return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Steve DeVinny is proud to serve the Des Moines area at one of the first investment firms to offer a client bill of rights. At DeVinny Wealth Solutions of Raymond James, we believe you have the right to full disclosure regarding the cost and risk of your investments. You also have a right to recommendations that are consistent with the objective of enhancing your financial well-being. Financial advisor Steve DeVinny, 515-221-2385 or online at raymondjames.com/DeVinny Wealth Solutions. Raymond James & Associate, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, Life Well Plan.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to Hutchins Stadium. Mark Amadale, Dave Marculli, and John Chido. Final score for the final time tonight, 62-21, Dowling over Lincoln. The Rail Splitters fall to 3-3 overall, 0-2 in District 2 play. Dowling goes 2-0 in District 2 play, and 6-0 on the season. Dave Marculli, can you believe we played six high school football games and some college games, and we have three regular season games left and one road game for the Maroons left this year, and that is on the road next week at Council Bluffs. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, and I'll add to that, it's still September, Mark. And
yes, it is.
That doesn't happen. Six games played, and it's unbelievable how fast this season goes.
It certainly is, and I've got to look at the numbers here. I've got to bring this up as I want to thank Coach Zimmerman for providing that. You know, he sits on the other side of the field. The Dowling coaching staff was in the west stands away from us, and he takes the time to text me the stats. So if folks are driving out of here, I don't think there's too much traffic. Yeah, there's a little bit of traffic.
You don't know if they're tonight's stats, though, but
I don't.
They could be
from the
freshman game.
I'm looking here, and they're dead even, 287 yards. That's got to be the first half. He texted me the first half stats, I bet. He did. I got to go back through here again one more time here. Okay, now I got the right page. But we had two. They were dead even at halftime, 287 yards, both teams. And now the final stats. Dowling with 420 yards of total offense. That's under their over 500 they've been averaging. Lincoln with 360 yards of total offense. The Rail Splitters passed the ball for 287 yards. What a night for Will McElvain. He was all over the place. And, boy, he bought himself some time. Dowling passed for 100 yards. Maroons rushed the ball for 320 yards. Lincoln for just 73 yards on the night. And first down, Dowling with 18, Lincoln with 20. And the quarterback, Blake Clark for Dowling, 6-7 passing, 83 yards. Zach Prey, 2-for-2 passing for 17 yards. Will McElvain was 27-44, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception for 287 yards. And
well, that line right there is
just amazing.
At the high school level, it's pretty impressive.
All right, rushing for the Maroons, Jason Murray, 13 carries, 171 yards, and 4 touchdowns tonight for Jason. Marcus Miller, 2 carries for 39 yards. John Schmidt, 4 carries for 34 for Lincoln. Will McElvain, 17 carries, 49 yards. And Devin Henderson, 4 carries for 24 yards. Receiving, Kimmel led the Rails in receiving with 6 catches for 111 yards. Vaughn Fleming caught 11 passes for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. For Dowling, Anthony Coppola, 3 catches for 35 yards, and Murray, 1 catch for 22, and Sam Angoli, 1 catch for 17. He had a 20-yard catch that was wiped out due to a penalty. So that's a look at the numbers, Dave. Total offense, again, for Dowling, 420 yards with 320 of those on the ground. For Lincoln, 360 yards of total offense, 287 through the air. And that is looking at final stats. First time we've been here at Lincoln. Second time we've been back here at Lincoln at Hutchins Stadium in probably in the last 5 years. So. Mm-hmm. All right, I got to ask you, are you ready for the road trip to Council Bluffs next week? And is Morris thinking about coming along?
There's no way Brian Morris is going to be anywhere near Council Bluffs next week.
I had to throw it out.
Good thing it wasn't Sioux City.
I do know one thing. We got to start dressing a little warmer because we're up here a little higher than everybody else, but that wind has come right out of the southeast.
Right through us.
The flag's not moving on the field, which is right behind the goalpost, but it's up here. It's a little breeze.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dave, until next, are we going to take your motorcycle to Council Bluffs?
Let's take it.
All right, we'll do that. Right, until next Friday night, have a good week, my friend.
Right.
What are you going to do now? The Packers played last night, Iowa State played last night. You got the whole weekend free, and you're going to be part of a chain gang this week, right?
Yeah, I got a little chain gang to do on Thursday night with the freshman game. But
okay,
we got the Hawkeyes tomorrow, Notre Dame. There's some good football. So
Hawks play at 3 o'clock against Michigan State, a late start and over on Fox. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks for all
okay.
you do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cool.
All right. That'll wrap it up from Hutchins Stadium. I want to thank the folks here at Lincoln. Phil Chia, the athletic director, and head coach Derek Summey and his coaching staff for all they did in helping us prepare. Our thanks to our studio producers tonight, Jeb Eishite, and he was mentoring Brady Grimm and Jeff Piggott. We want to thank all those. The executive director of Iowa Catholic Radio is Tony Calumet. Our thanks to Tom Wilson, athletic director and head football coach at Dowling, along with Mary Pick and Michael Connor. Join us for our next Dowling football broadcast. That'll be next Friday night, October 6th. That'll be Week 7. Number one Dowling on the road at Council Bluffs. Pregame at 6:30. Kickoff right at 7 from Wickersham Athletic Complex in Council Bluffs. And next Friday, the Lincoln Rail Splitters, they'll be hosting Sioux City West right here at Hutchins Stadium. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Once again, the final score tonight, Dowling defeats Lincoln 62-21. For my broadcast partners, Dave Marcule and John Chido, this is Mark Amadale thanking you for listening to the official radio network for Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Until next week, this is Mark Amadale wishing you a safe and blessed, faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School football is underwritten by
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Kemen Industries,
Mercy Medical,
Two Rivers Glass,
Catholic Tuition Organization,
R&R Realty,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Northwest Bank,
Tumia and Sons,
Lichtige Family Dentistry,
Bozen the Florist,
Skeffington's,
Steve Giovanni at Raymond James.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Join us next time, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.